This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Good Friday night crowd filing into Five County Stadium, and the Woodpeckers trying to get back in the win column. A seven-game skid. Friday night baseball coming up from Zebulon, North Carolina, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the broadcast booth. It's great to be back with you for another night of Woodpeckers baseball live on the air. I'm Andrew Chapman. Pleased to be joined tonight by Colin Casey, who's made the trip out for Fayetteville. He'll be with us for the rest of this weekend series. If you weren't with us last night, the Woodpeckers, they jumped on Carolina right out of the gate. They almost forced Edwin Jimenez, the starting pitcher, out of the game. Two-run single from Jose Alvarez, RBI double by Zach Cole, and a Ryan Wroblewski sack fly. Made it 4-0 before Carolina even stepped to the plate. But the Mudcats were able to get four runs against Carlos Calderon to tie the game. They took the lead in the fourth inning. Zach DiZenzo hit a solo home run to tie the game in the fifth, but the Woodpeckers did not score the rest of the way. Carolina scored the go-ahead run on a Henry Mendez solo homer in the seventh and added four runs of insurance in the eighth inning to go on and win 10-5. Colin, no doubt there has been some struggles right now on the Woodpeckers on the offensive end to capitalize against the Carolina bullpen, but right now you're kind of leaning on Zach DiZenzo to put together a big swing and see if he can generate some more offense in the middle of the order and then see if the other guys can get involved as well. But what a series it's been so far for Zach in the start to his professional career.
Yeah, he certainly doesn't look like the rookie he's been over the first 10 games here with the Woodpeckers. I mean, you saw him have this power at Ohio State, one of the all-time leading program men when it comes to hitting home runs. He already got four home runs, three over the last couple of games, the Grand Slam a couple nights ago. Great to see the power being shown off to all fields as well. He's hit a couple to the left field, a couple also opposite field as well. He's just driving the ball all over the ballpark, hitting 367 with an OPS, a slugging percentage of 800. I mean, that's an unheard of number to have a slugging percentage on. Just so many extra base hits, the eight RBIs. Really great to see, but now you want to see some of the pitching come back. We go back to the series that these two teams had back in Fayetteville a couple of weeks prior, when Fayetteville won the final three games of that series. So off the back, some great pitching performances. Miguel Loyola had a 10 strikeout performance during one of those three games. So right now you're looking for someone to step up in this rotation, come through with a really impressive performance on the mound, and get things going back in the right direction. Question is, will it be Shea Berry tonight as he kicks off the ballgame?
Yeah, Shea Berry going to go out there and get the start. He's 0-5 with a 8.39 ERA, but he'll be taking on a right-hander who's had run struggles over his first two games with Carolina, 0-2 with a 10.13 ERA. That's right-hander Alexander Valesio. Let's go ahead and step aside for the singing of the national anthem. When we return on the other side, first pitch at 7 o'clock, we have the starting lineups and more numbers on the starting pitchers as well when we return.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Live from Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina, it is that time again for Woodpeckers baseball live on the air. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. A reminder that tonight's game is also broadcast in HD video quality. If you subscribe to MILB.TV, you can watch live and hear the voice of Carolina Mudcats broadcaster Greg Young. I'm Andrew Chapman, along with Colin Casey with us this weekend in Zebulon. The Woodpeckers are down 3-0 in this series, and they're out to a 7-game losing skid. They're trying to turn it around tonight. Another loss would be a franchise record 8th straight. So see what right-hander Shea Berry can do in the early innings and see what this Fayetteville lineup can do against right-hander Alexander Valesio. Valesio, not a ton of innings in the Carolina League this year. Recent addition to the Mudcats starting rotation, just his third start of the season, third overall appearance as well. 0-2 record with a 10.13 ERA, 5 1/3 innings of work for Valesio. He's given up 6 earned runs, no home runs, 5 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Let's go ahead and check out the starting nine for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, announced by first-year manager Joe Thon. Fayetteville 47-63 now in the regular season, 16-29 in the second half. They sit 12 games out of first place behind the Charleston River Dogs in the South Division. Zach Cole, the left-hander, will lead it off. Another lefty in Jacob Melton hits second and plays in center. And Zach DiZenzo, the big slugger this week, he hits third and will DH. Colin Price is the catcher. He hits cleanup. Tyler Whitaker, fifth, out at third. Jose Alvarez, sixth. He is the first baseman. Leo Stanley Melita plays it short. He's the 7-hitter. Jackson Lofton, 8. And then Garrett McGowan, his second outfield start this season. He'll be in left and round out the starting nine. First pitch out to Zach Cole, and it's a fastball up and outside. 7:02 p.m. start tonight in Zebulon. It is currently partly cloudy, 75 degrees. A little bit of a chance of rain in the forecast within the next hour. Some gloomy skies above our head, but overall it's a pretty comfortable night. T-shirts around the ballpark. They had a T-shirt giveaway at the gates, so plenty of fans filing in early for this one. North Carolina State night here at the ballpark. One ball, one strike pitch to Zach Cole. He swings and fouls it on a line left side out of play. And the count 1-2. Zach Cole on a nice little stretch right now, a hit in 4 of his last 5 games. He had a 2-hit performance on Wednesday in game 2 of the series. Valesio nods the head, kicks and pitches. Cole takes outside. It's a 2-ball, 2-strike count.
Had a good first inning last night as well. Ripped a double down the right field line to, at the time, pad Fayetteville's lead to 3-0.
Here comes the 2-ball, 2-strike pitch, and Cole looks at it outside. It was close, but ball 3, says home plate umpire Chad Patterson. He was the game 2 plate ump, and now works game 4 behind the dish. And Elliot Melton is the base umpire. Two-man crew in the black caps, the black pullovers, and the gray pants. Here's the pitch. High and away to Cole. He draws a leadoff walk. He's heading down to first base. Leadoff man aboard for Fayetteville to bring up Jacob Melton. Good patient approach there by Cole. Even in the two-strike count, he was 2-2 and watched a couple of pitches outside of the zone. Brings up Jacob Melton. Colin, he has the Carolina defense for you in this one.
Alex Hall doing the catching for Valesio over at first base. It is Jesus Chirinos. Yadier Arenamo, over at second. Eric Brown Jr., the shortstop, and Bronlin Haraba at third.
Jacob Melton took the first pitch up high for ball one.
Luis Castillo out in left field. Out in center, it's Hedbert Perez and Henry Mendez, the right fielder for manager Victor Estevez.
Cole with a good amount of speed down there at first. Not going. Melton cuts and misses. A 90-mile-per-hour fastball. And the count is one ball and one strike. Zach Cole has been perfect on the bases since joining the Woodpeckers. Over 10 games, he's 5-for-5 in stolen base attempts. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and he's off. Melton takes down and inside. It gets through Hall. Cole dives into second base without a throw, and he'll have a stolen base. He's now 6-for-6. Good to play there, though, by Eric Brown Jr., the shortstop. He faked a catch and tag on Cole, and Zach, who had his head down the entire way, didn't see the ball get by Hall. Otherwise, he might be standing on third, but the shortstop made him think the throw was coming down. It's a 2-ball, 1-strike count on Jacob Melton. Two-hit game on Tuesday in the opener for Melton. Came up with a pair of singles. And Cole dancing around off a second causes Valesio to step off.
Looked like he was ready to go there. Playing pretty far off the bag is Haraba at third, so he's got a long way to cover if he does take off.
Out of the set, Valesio throws the 2-1, and he misses down low with it. 3 balls and 1 strike in danger of walking the first two hitters of this ballgame. Jacob Melton has drawn 3 walks over his first 5 games with Fayetteville. 4-for-20, that's an even 200 average. Has the home run in his debut last week at home. Go along with a couple of RBIs, and he's only struck out 4 times. Here's a grounded ball out towards first base, played behind the back from Chirinos. Melton hustling, and a close play goes the way of the pitcher Valesio, but it looked like Melton might have beat that out. Very close play. Tie to the runner not existing there, and Zach Cole makes it down to third base. Valesio was late getting over, and Chirinos was committed to flipping his way. I think it might have been better if Chirinos just went to the bag himself. Brings up Zach DiZenzo with 1 out, man on third. No argument out of Vincent Blue, first base coach, who was right on top of that play. DiZenzo takes a fastball down and outside, 92. 1 ball and no strikes. Whole Carolina infield plays in on the grass. Woodpeckers scored 4 in the top of the first on Jimenez, the starter, yesterday, and they're trying to get on Valesio early. Here's the 1-0. Outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Colin touched on DiZenzo in the pregame show and the dominating week plus it's been to start his pro career. 3 home runs over his last 4 games. 1 at Segra, 2 here over the last 2 games. 2-0 pitch is outside. 4 home runs already in his first 9 pro games. He's driven in 8. He's batting .367. With a slugging percentage at .800, and he's getting on 48% of the time, a .486 OBP. OPS otherworldly, north of 1,200 right now. It's one of those video game figures. 3-0, and DiZenzo stays patient. He takes a strike right on the outer edges of the plate. 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Alexander Valesio.
It's almost reminiscent of Logan Cerny's start to the season where he had those first few games in Kannapolis where he was just racking up the extra base hits.
3-ball, 1-strike pitch, and DiZenzo rips a line drive out into left field, and that'll start the scoring early tonight for the Woodpeckers. RBI base hit. Cole scores from third, and the hit parade continues for Zach DiZenzo. His 12th hit already in 10 games, and he drives in run number 9 of his season to make it 1-0 in the top of the first.
These first 3 batters, a big example of why you can't fall behind to any hitter in this league that consistently. Valesio, another 3-ball count, leaves one over the plate for DiZenzo, and that's easy for him to just rip it into left field and bring home Cole.
And now it brings up a well-rested Colin Price, who got the day off yesterday. First pitch slider falls in for strike 1 to the outside edge. Price at the plate, Whitaker on deck, Alvarez in the hole. DiCenzo a short lead off of first. Pitch to Price, inside, changeup called strike two. Woodpeckers are back in the grays today. Standard gray uniform, Fayetteville in black and red detail across the chest, the black numbers with a red outline. Black belts, the gray pants, and a black pinstripe going down the side of the leg. Black batting helmets for the hitters. Valencia working from the first base side of the rubber, slides home. Price bounces it towards the mound, fielded by Valencia. Looks to second, no play there, goes to first and gets the sure out. DiCenzo breaking on first contact, able to get down. That was a high chopper back to the mound. Valencia had to actually leap to pull it in, and it took long enough for him to corral it to break up a double play chance. 1-3 on the put out. DiCenzo now in scoring position. Two outs for Tyler Whitaker. Carolina tonight is in the black unis. First time they've donned those at home this week. Black ball cap with a red bill. Mudcat logo on the front. Long look to second base. Valencia throws, and Whitaker fouls it straight back. It's 0-1. Black uniform. Carolina in red. Cursive across the chest, red numbers on the front and back, and then a black belt, white pant, and a black pinstripe going down the side of the leg. Two away, man on second base. Here's the set and pitch. Whitaker takes high. No, called a strike. Fastball right at the top of the zone. Couldn't go too much higher than that. And now Whitaker will have to protect. That was the 20th pitch for Valencia. Woodpeckers making him labor early. It's now a 7 earned runs for Valencia in the Carolina League over 6 total innings of work. And Whitaker swings in, hits a line drive out into right field. That's a base hit. DiCenzo chugging down the line. Here's the throw for Mendez. Not in time. Whitaker caught off the first base bag. Throw up the line. He dives in and he's tagged out. But the run will count. It'll be an RBI single for Tyler Whitaker to make it 2-0. Whitaker, though, took too big of a round of first, and that's how the inning ends. But the Woodpeckers on the board quick tonight. A couple of runs against the starter, and Shea Berry goes to the mound when we come back.
Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter, at WoodpeckersNC, and Instagram, at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page, at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Back at Five County Stadium, we are just underway in Zebulon, and Shea Berry gets to start tonight with a two-run advantage facing left-hander Hendry Mendez. Berry kicks and delivers, and there's a fastball strike on the outside corner to make it 0-2 quickly on the Carolina leadoff hitter. Luis Castillo is next, and then Eric Brown Jr. in the hole. Jesus Chirinos is the cleanup hitter, Hedbert Perez fifth, Alvarez Ferrer sixth, and then the bottom three, Jader Arenamo, Bronlin Haraba, and then Alex Hall. Pitch inside, and did that get a piece of Mendez? It did. Barry lost him on the 0-2, and he didn't think that pitch hit Mendez. He's tossed aside the bat, and it looks like Chad Patterson is going to initiate a conversation under his own accord with his base umpire, Elliot Melton, to confirm if that ball hit Mendez. It didn't look like it hit him initially, but it doesn't look like the call is going to be changed. Went right through him and the catcher.
Whether it hit him or not, Mendez smartly started limping towards first base.
Yeah.
So
be a salesman.
Yeah, always smart to play it up a little bit if there's any sort of doubt about it. But, yeah, it's a tough one for Barry. Lose an 0-2. Try to chase, get him to chase on that breaking ball, diving in, and ended up apparently clipping the back foot of Mendez. And leadoff man is on for Carolina.
Shea, the 24-year-old from Southern California, former college ball player at UC Santa Barbara, pitches and misses low on the first one to Luis Castillo. Enters tonight his 16th appearance of the year, 8th start, half his outings from the bullpen, 0-5 with an 8.39 ERA. 49 and a third total innings for Shea. He's given up 46 earned runs, limited the home runs to just 5, 45 walks to 44 strikeouts. Pitch outside, 2-0 on Castillo. Shea going 4 innings his last time out of the bullpen, and actually 3 innings out of the bullpen his last time out. That was at home on August 13th against the Downeast Wood Ducks. Gets a swing and a miss on an inside slider. That one tied up Castillo pretty well, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Luis Castillo, a 234 batter, home run, and that's the lone RBI for him, on base at 294. Fastball strike on the outside corner. That two-seamer with some sink to it. Helps Barry get a lot of ground ball contact when the ball is put in play. And here comes the next one. A slider moving inside, and that's called strike 3. Wow, that looked very far inside. Sent Castillo stepping away from the plate. But Chad Patterson rings him up. Maybe a little bit of a makeup call after the hit by pitch moments ago. There's one away, and it brings up Eric Brown Jr.
Yeah, Victor Estevez is making his way down the line. Probably not too happy about that call, but good bounce back there for Barry. That slider's moving a lot. We saw it when it hit Mendez. Same pitch, but he was able to locate it a little bit better and get the punch out.
Pitch to Eric Brown Jr. is outside. Fastball missed, 1-0. Eric Brown Jr., the first-round draft pick by the Brewers this season out of Coastal Carolina University. Milwaukee used the 27th overall pick in the draft this year to grab him, slider knee-high. It was actually the pick right before the Houston Astros selected in that first round. Houston grabbed Drew Gilbert with the 28th overall pick, and I saw some mock drafts that had Gilbert potentially going to Milwaukee at 27, becoming a Carolina Mudcat. Maybe Eric Brown would have wound up a Houston Astro had the two been flip-flopped. Tough to say, but things aligned to where Brown ended up in the Milwaukee system, grabbed one spot before Drew Gilbert in this year's draft.
I love the pick for Milwaukee, though. Brown, I think, is a guy who's going to shoot right up the system, much like Jackson Chorio has.
Ground ball hit to short, could be two. Molina Fields goes to a knee, flips to second, loft in the turn, not in time. Looked like the throw arrived in time. Jose Alvarez is shocked by the call. And Elliot Melton has had to make a couple of close decisions already.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, these haven't been easy calls to make out there at first base, so one way or the other, he's going to find a way to upset somebody early on, but yeah. It's definitely not been an easy job for Elliott out there.
Eric Brown able to hustle out the double play, but he'll be written up for the fielder's choice. And now here's the cleanup hitter, Jesus Chirinos. Brown Jr. on the move to second. Price gets obstructed on the throw by Chirinos, and the runner will be ruled out, and that's going to end the inning. Chirinos was stumbling over top of the plate, and Colin Price came shoulder to shoulder with him, couldn't get the throw off, and that's how the inning will end. Batter's interference, and it'll result in Eric Brown Jr. being out. Chirinos will lead off the bottom of the second when we get back that direction. Top two coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. It's 2-0 Woodpeckers.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
North Carolina State Night at the ballpark tonight, so an energized college crowd in the building for this one. Friday Night Baseball at Five County Stadium. Woodpeckers with an early 2-0 lead. Jose Alvarez leads it off against right-hander Alexander Vallecillo. He gave up an RBI single to Zach DiZenzo and Tyler Whitaker in the top of the first. Alvarez takes down and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Alvarez has now played in 20 games this year for the Woodpeckers. He's hitting .357 with a home run and 12 driven in, on base at a very solid .444. And he lines one foul into the netting on the first base side. Two ball and one strike count. Alvarez with a hit in 11 of 13 games during August. A look in by Vallecillo and the kick and pitch. Grounded out towards first, knocked down by Chirinos. He is able to collect, hustle over to first, and get the out. That ball is a single to right if Chirinos is placed anywhere else, but it was just shot right to him. He didn't have to move a muscle. Hardly had time to get the glove down and just was able to knock it down with the heel of the mitt and complete the play.
Boy, it's been a busy night for him over there. A couple of ground balls in his direction in the first inning, plus the throw down to get Whitaker to end the frame and start off the second. Alvarez hits a rocket right at his counterpart.
Leo Stanley Molina cuts at the first one and lifts it out of play. Foul ball. That was a 92-mile-per-hour pitch at the top of the strike zone. No balls and one strike on Leo. He was off yesterday, back in the lineup tonight. And he's quietly putting together his best month at the plate. Grounded out towards third, sharply backhanded by Haraba. Plenty of time to set his feet, throw to first, he gets the out. But Molina, .250 over August, which if the month ended today, would be his best month average-wise. Fighting to stay above .210 on the season. Tonight he starts 0-for-1. Hit that ball hard, though. That's a couple of really well-hit ground balls against Vallecillo that unfortunately have been hit right to Carolina Mudcats corner infielders. And now Jackson Lofton, the eight hitter, steps up to the right side of the plate. Here's the wind and first pitch his way. And he swings and pops this one up. Third base side foul territory. Hall removes the mask. Get to the extended warning track. Disappears near his own dugout, but his pitcher's clapping his hands. That must mean the catcher made the catch. Great play. And he might have been leaned over the railing when he brought that one in. Woodpeckers go down in order. We go to the bottom of the second. 2-0 Fayetteville lead.
Segra Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers.
Hedbert Perez leads off the bottom of the second inning. Left-hander cuts to the first one. Foul tips. A Shea Berry sinker into the mitt. And it's 0-1. 2-0 Fayetteville after an inning and a half tonight. A pair of runs on RBI singles in the first from DiZenzo and Whitaker. Perez takes a changeup in the zone. Good pitch, and it is 0-2. Perez, Ferrer, and Arenamo are the three scheduled to bat. And here comes the 0-2 pitch. It is a little bit low. Close, though. One ball, two strikes. First inning ended in a little bit of controversy. Batter's interference. When Eric Brown Jr. was trying to steal second base, Jesus Chirinos was obstructing the path to get a throw off for Colin Price. He came shoulder to shoulder with the hitter, and Chirinos ruled out as a result. Slight shift on the infield to the pull side of the lefty. And here's the 2-2 to Perez. A wraparound slider gets him looking. Backdoor pitch by Shea Berry. And he has a pair of strikeouts over his first five batters faced. Brings up Alvarez Ferrer. Berry would like to see the strikeout ball working for him tonight. Over his first seven innings in August, going into this start, he had just one strikeout. He didn't strike out anybody over three innings last time at home. Got just one strikeout over four innings last time on the road in Salem, so now he's got a couple already doubling up his August total. A slider missed outside. Alvarez Ferrer, two balls and no strikes. Ferrer, the DH, right-handed hitter, batting just 176 this year with four homers and 22 driven in. The 2-0 is a little bit low.
Shea thought he had strike one right there, but trying to build off his last appearance in this ballpark. That was on July 2nd. Went three innings, gave up three runs, two of them earned, and a shot to Jackson Chorio, which hasn't aged all too poorly based on how Chorio's been in this Brewers system.
Missed low with a sinker, and Ferrer earns the walk. Berry did hit a batter in the first inning, but that's his first walk issue tonight. And now it'll bring up Yadier Arenamo. Arenamo, the seven batter, second baseman for the Mudcats, and a first pitch sinker in there for strike one.
Real promising thing, though, Chappie, is that he's not giving up hard contact. We saw Berry get hit hard against Down East in that sixth inning in his last outing, but right now, locating everything well.
Runner on the move to second. Here's a ground ball. Almost hit the runner, but it got right through Ferrer's feet out into right center field. Ferrer gets to third, stops, and there's runners on the corners. Boy, Alvarez Ferrer, I don't even think he knew it, but had that seared ground ball go right between his feet when he was going to second base. And it turns into a perfectly executed hit and run, but it almost turned into an out.
That would have been a really tough break, but as you mentioned, perfectly executed. You have the second baseman and Jackson Lofton moving towards the bag. Ground ball kind of crossed him up, went back behind him, didn't have enough time to get back there. Yeah, just missed Ferrer's leg, but with him in motion, he was easily able to get to third base on the hit and run.
Ferrer even looked behind him just because he probably felt the wind go through his feet, wondering what the heck that was. And now the right-hander Jaraba is in, Bronlin Jaraba. And it's a changeup on the inside corner, 0-1. Carolina trying to apply some pressure in this home second inning. Tying runs on base. They stand on the corners, the 0-1. And this one ripped deep to left field. McGowan starts back on it late, looks up, clears the wall, gone. That one got out of here quick. First home run in a Carolina Mudcats uniform for Bronlene Haraba is a three-run go-ahead shot, 3-2 Carolina.
Yeah, certainly got out of here quickly, and immediately McGowan turned around hoping to play it off the wall, but it snuck just to the right of where the wall lowers out in left field. So had that been about 3 or 4 feet to the left, Barry might have gotten away with just the double, but yeah, that ball hit really hard. Just able to clear the wall. And how about this Mudcats team? So resilient, again, coming back after falling down multiple runs in the first inning and getting it back with one swing of the bat.
Yeah, just every time the Woodpeckers have put together a rally this week, Carolina has had a response. Yesterday, the four-run first inning, Mudcats scored 5 runs to take the lead. And again today, same thing, 2 runs early, and Carolina finds a way to come back. No doubt it's a little deflating as a lineup and as a dugout to know that, hey, we just put a rally together, but that lead might not be safe. It's kind of been the story of this road trip. Yesterday was the 30th time this season the Woodpeckers held a lead in a game and ended up losing that game. So, unfortunately, it's a tale that extends a little bit beyond this road trip and kind of all season long.
Imagine,
pitch outside, 3-1 on Hall.
Imagine if you even cut that down by 40%. That's
right.
12 games right there, and that would make a big-time difference as to where the Woodpeckers are currently in the standings.
Yeah, you'd be close to a 500 team on the season. A pitch up and outside. Hall draws a walk. He flips aside the bat, and he's down to first base. So 4 straight batters have reached against Shea Berry after the strikeout to Perez. And now John Kavala going to go to the mound to talk with Shea. The home run given up by Berry is his first in a while. It's been over a month since Shea Berry gave up a home run. You know, he's been giving up a lot of runs and a lot of base hits, but the home run hasn't necessarily been the issue. He gave up a pair of home runs at Segra Stadium on July 9th against Down East, but he hadn't surrendered a long ball since. And now he gets tagged with the 3-run home run tonight, only the 6th long ball he's given up all season long. Meeting on the mound with John Kavala, a relatively quick one, and Barry will now pitch with 1 out, man on first, and face the top of the Carolina order for a second time. Here's the lefty, Hendry Mendez.
Some of the great starts of the game through an inning and a third for Barry. It's almost like a Jekyll and Hyde type situation where for stretches he's locating the ball well and dominating, and other times his stuff just kind of gets away from him.
Slider missed into Mendez. A little surprising to see things kind of unravel so quickly over just a 4-batter stretch here for Shea, and consider the pitch that he got Hedbert Perez with to start the inning. And now a pop fly that will get into the first base side seats. And the count 1-1. It was a good backdoor slider right on the outside corner to Perez. Indicated that Barry might be feeling the stuff tonight. Couple of strikeouts for the first 5 batters, but the bottom 4 hitters are the ones that get them tonight. 3-2 game, Carolina now leading. Pitch low to Mendez, and it's a 2-1 count. Barry out of the stretch, delivers, and this ball is hit deep down the left field line. McGowan chasing it down into the corner. That ball gets foul. Extended onto the double-decker plaza that they have down there, one of the bar areas, and looked off the bat like it might have home run distance, but it just sliced foul in front of the 330-foot marker.
That ball just kept carrying. Didn't look like Mendez hit it all that hard, but had a lot behind it, nearly snuck inside the foul line.
Pitch to Mendez, sticks the bat out, rolls to third, backhand stab by Whitaker. He goes the long way to first, and with a stretch, Alvarez pulls it in for out number 2. Nice play by Whitaker, really the only guy on the left side of the diamond that could make a play. Leo Stanley Molina, the shortstop, up the middle against the lefty, and Whitaker had to kind of lunge to his backhand side and took a quick peek to second, knew he couldn't get the runner, and made the smart play over to first. Two gone, Luis Castillo now up, and Alex Hall standing on second base. Mendez goes to 0 for 1. Castillo struck out looking against Barry in the first inning. Takes a sinker outside for ball one. Barry trying to keep it a one-run game and get to the third. Here's the pitch to Castillo, and he foul tips. That got a piece of Chad Patterson on his shin. The home plate umpire needs a moment. Castillo this week for Carolina has gone a combined 1-for-7 with just the one strikeout coming in the first inning. Castillo's lone hit a single, and he's reached on a pair of walks as well and scored two runs. Nobody holding Alex Hall on at second base. Good size lead for him. Barry looks in, gets the sign from Price, and the target set up outside. There's the pitch perfectly placed. Outside corner with a changeup. One and two.
And Castillo coming in ranked number 30 in Baseball America's top 30. I think that's kind of how the league views Milwaukee as far as developing some of these outfield prospects. You never know when one of these guys can soar up the rankings based on what we've seen over the last few years.
Started to swing. Castillo held up on a slider down and inside towards his left foot. And the count will even at 2-2. I think it speaks to the depth of your farm system quite a bit, Colin, when you have your first-round draft pick, Eric Brown Jr., a guy with college innings, age kind of behind him, and he's only ranked the 10th overall prospect in Milwaukee's system just because of how many potential big league guys they have right now at the AAA and AA levels. Two ball, two strike pitch is inside compared to an Astros system where the younger prospects are the ones that are a little higher ranked as the Astros get some of those draft picks back, and you have a guy like Drew Gilbert picked in the first round and instantly goes to number 2 overall in the system. Good chance, though, if Eric Brown Jr. has a good finish to this regular season. He could be a top 5 guy as soon as opening day next year. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away from Price. Jumps on top of it. Throw to first is close, and they got him. Colin Price had a long way to go behind home plate to jump on that ball, throw long up the first base line, and a bang-bang play goes the way of the Woodpeckers as Castillo's called out. No argument out of Carolina. We go third inning, and Carolina now has a 3-0 lead on the Cabrera home run.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Third inning in Zebulon. Bronlin Haraba hits a three-run home run to give the Mudcats a 3-2 lead. Garrett McGowan leaded it off up to the plate for the first time tonight and on the play-by-play for the first time this week. Let's send it over to Colin Casey.
Thank you so much, Andrew Chapman. Good to be back here in Zebulon, North Carolina, Five County Stadium, the fourth of six games this week between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Carolina Mudcats. 0-1 count to Garrett McGowan. Takes ball one down a little bit just below the knees. McGowan trying to turn things around after a bit of a rough start to his Fayetteville Woodpeckers career, hitting just 061 on the season. Does have a couple of RBIs, came in his first game where he ripped a two-run double last week against the Down East Wood Ducks. But since then, it's been a tough time at the plate, but his defense has still been as good as advertised during his time at Pittsburgh State in Kansas. Here he's ahead in the count 3-1 on Alexander Valesio. Valesio has issued one walk so far. It was to Zach Cole, who waits on deck. 3-1, fastball off the plate, and McGowan takes ball four. He heads on down. Fayetteville trying to get that run back and break back even after scoring two in the first inning, but three-run home run last inning from Haraba. Giving the Mudcats the lead. Here is Cole, the runner on first, nobody out. Walked, stole second, and came in to score on the RBI single from Zach DiCenzo. Fastball outside corner, strike one. Short lead off of first for McGowan. And Cole lays off ball one, 1-1. Pretty much entirely overcast skies here in Zebulon. There was rain in the forecast as we get into the 8 and 9 o'clock hours, but about a 50-50 shot, it actually ends up making its way to 5 County. Cole swings and misses. It's 1-2 now to the lefty. Been relatively lucky over the last couple of weeks or so weather-wise. Haven't seen the tarp on the field much. Didn't see it at all at Segra last week. All seven games between Fayetteville and Down East went on as scheduled. Fastball outside, 2-2. If there was a week to get all games in, it was the week that had seven games on the schedule. Didn't want to have to be making up any games in Kinston when Fayetteville goes on the road. Another short road trip to take on the Wood Ducks for six in their final road trip of the season at the start of September. Called strike three. Cole goes down looking on a fastball on the outside corner. There's the first strikeout for Valesio in the first out of the top of the third inning.
Yeah, that's one you're probably needing to swing at in a two-strike count. Bottom of the zone, and Cole might have been thinking breaking ball since it was a 2-2 count. Not that Valesio might have gone with a waste pitch to get him to chase, not the case.
Batter is Jacob Melton. The Astros' second rounder takes ball one outside. Melton, of course, coming from Oregon State. Born and raised in Oregon. Big time outdoorsman as well. Loves to fish. Studied marine biology up in Corvallis at Oregon State. Count 1-1 to the big lefty. Be interesting to ask him and see if he's found any of the fishing spots down here in Fayetteville. I'm sure that's where he'll spend the offseason as it quickly approaches. But Melton drives one out towards fairly deep center field. Back in underneath it is Perez, and he watches that ball sail out of here. A two-run home run for Jacob Melton. It looked like at first he was getting underneath it, but that ball kept traveling and cleared the big wall in center field. So just like that, Melton has his second home run in a Woodpeckers uniform, and the lead right back for Fayetteville, 4-3 in the top of the third.
Yeah, that ball had a ton of, must have had some backspin on it because it looked like it just kept rising and rising as it got deeper and deeper, and it's hard to hit it out of here to where Jacob Melton just did to the right of the 400-foot marker. You got to hit it well over 400 feet to put it over the high wall in right center. Just barely cleared the top of that wall. It looked like, Colin, a little bit of a disappearing act up there, and that is a blast. Both of Melton's home runs now have been shots. One to center in Segra, and now that one here in Zebulon.
Zach DiCenzo will look to follow it up. Fouls it right back. So Melton able to power the Woodpeckers back in front after surrendering three in the bottom of the second. First road home run for Jacob Melton. Senzo awaits the 0-2, misses a little bit inside. It's the 101st home run given up by Carolina pitching this season. DeCenzo hitting number 100 against the Mudcats last night. Line drive the other way. He's jammed and fouls one into the netting. 1-2 still. Well, last time these two teams met was in Fayetteville in July, and the Woodpeckers lost each of the first three games of that series, but went on to win the final three games and force a split. Lead it early tonight and looking to try to repeat history on the road this time. Val back and DeCenzo making Valicio earn this second out of the inning. Mudcats come in at 4.5 games back in the North Division of the Fredericksburg Nationals, so they're still right in the thick of things, hoping to pick up that second and final playoff spot in the North with a second half division title. It's 2-2 to DeCenzo. They've got company in the previous opponent for the Woodpeckers, the Down East Wood Ducks, also at 24-21 and 4.5 back in the Frednats. So every game down the stretch of utmost importance for the Mudcats. Breaking ball outside, 3-2, who are trying to end the longest active playoff drought out of any minor league affiliate in all of minor league baseball. They haven't been to the playoffs since 2008 rather. Called strike three and down looking goes Zach DeCenzo. Second strikeout of the inning for Valicio and a bounce back after the home run for Melton, two away.
Yeah, the playoff, second half playoff race is really shaping up similar to how it did last season. Of course, the Frednats right now with the big first place lead, but you had in 2021, Down East and Carolina, it was an overall record instead of first, second half record last year, but they were neck and neck until about the final 2-3 days of the regular season, fighting for the second spot in the Carolina League Championship game, and ended up going to Down East. Carolina just barely got beat out and missed out on ending the drought by a game or two.
Colin Price lays off one outside, 2-0, looking at the future schedule for the Mudcats. They then travel to Kannapolis next week for 6 against the Cannonballers before returning home for their final home series of the regular season against the Columbia Fireflies. 3-0 now to Price. They wrap up on the road, 6 in Myrtle Beach. So three series left, including this series, 4, and all 4 against South opponents. Price swinging 3-0 and pops one up behind the plate. Alex Hall camped underneath it, makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Valicio gets the final two outs of the inning, but not before a two-run home run off the bat of Jacob Melton, his second of his Fayetteville Woodpeckers career. It is now Fayetteville 4, Carolina 3 on the road at Five County Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Segra Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers.
Bottom of the third, 4-3. The Woodpeckers lead at Shea Berry back out on the mound for Fayetteville, and he starts off the number three hitter, Eric Brown Jr., a strike on the inside corner. Brown reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. And he flies one down the right field line, foul before he played a role in the final out of the first inning where he was on the move. Batter on deck, Jesus Chirinos. Couldn't get out of the way of Colin Price trying to throw out Brown, looking to steal second base, and Chirinos was called for batter's interference, which ended the inning. Brown hits one on the ground to his counterpart at short, Molina, who bobbles it, and there is no throw. I think the ball came up and hit him in the midsection. And that'll be an E6 to begin the bottom of the third inning. Puts a tying run on base.
Well, during batting practice, Colin, I was watching Molina take some ground balls, and he had a couple of fumbles on some fungo ground balls hit his way, and he was noticeably frustrated. At one point, he spiked his mitt on the dirt, and something might not be right for him today, just the feel out there, and there's the rare error from Molina.
Speedy Brown aboard at first. Chirinos at the plate. Takes ball one. Chirinos with 10 home runs, 43 driven in, and a .231 batting average on the season. Brown on the move, but he stops. Back pick throw by Price. The tag, not in time. Pitch missed a little bit outside, and I don't know if Brown stumbled or what, but he stopped about 15 feet away from the base and had to scramble back to the bag.
Yeah, his knee got a little twisted up on him, Colin, like a spike got stuck in there or something, and he stumbled over and thought it was better to try and dive to first. Good he did, otherwise he would have been hosed.
Check swing by Chirinos. The ball glances off his bat and goes foul. It's 2-1. Carolina first baseman. Brown moving again. Swing and a miss. Throw down by Price is a bit high. The tag late. And Brown keeps his foot on the bag. He swipes second base this time with no issue. Brown's in scoring position, still nobody out in a 3-1 count to Chirinos. Edbert Perez waiting on deck. And we'll see if he has the take sign on here with first base open. Berry delivers. Ball misses outside. It's actually a full count now. It was 2-2. Brown with about a five-step lead off second base. Stays put, payoff pitch from Berry. Misses outside for ball four. And first two to bat in the bottom of the third have reached base for Carolina. That is third walk issued by Shea Berry to go along with a hit batter.
Yeah, just for momentum purposes, Colin, like we've talked about earlier in the broadcast, you know, all these Fayetteville rallies, these big swings have been countered by big Carolina innings. You'd really like Shea to get out there and just try for a clean third. Keep yourself in front for an inning or two. Let your guys get established. But Berry finds himself in a tough spot again here.
Edbert Perez is hit by the pitch. It glanced off his right foot. And there's that slider from Berry that got away once again. That loads the bases. Still no outs. for a guy familiar with bases loaded situations against Fayetteville, Alberes Ferrer. He had a grand slam earlier in the year against the Woodpeckers, and he'll look to replicate that. But before he gets a chance, Colin Price will head out the mound, out to the mound to give Shea Berry a couple of words of encouragement.
I guess you'll take Alberes Ferrer instead of Jace Avina. He's been the bases loaded guy this week. He hit the grand slam against the Woodpeckers on Tuesday night. He's been smashing baseballs all week. Keeps coming up with the bases loaded. Of course, the grand slam has been one of those things that continues to bite the Woodpeckers this year. I think they've given up five or six of them, Colin, and see if you can prevent Ferrer from doing any damage here.
Yeah, Vina's grand slam on the 16th was the sixth of the season. Ferrer's came back on May 15th. He check swings at Berry's first pitch, a breaking ball inside, and fouls it above the Woodpeckers' dugout. Woodpeckers gave up two grand slams in the first four games of the season, both coming from Fabricio Reyna. Granted, give credit to Fabricio. It came into some rough situations in both instances. There's a fly ball deep right field. Chases Cole back onto the warning track. In front of the wall, he makes the catch and fires it back into second base. But coming in to score is Brown. He touches home. It's a sacrifice fly for Alberes Ferrer. Carolina pulls even in the bottom of the third. It's 4-4. Chirinos moves up to third base. Perez still at first. And with one away, Mudcats still threatening to retake the lead.
It's all right if you're Barry. Tie game still. Tell yourself one out at a time. If you can get an out here, out to Haraba, maybe you're out of this inning in a tie game. Sets up a double play chance too, so the middle infield will hang back.
Check swing and just able to hold up is Yadier Arenamo.
Unearned run there too, Colin, against
right.
Berry, since Brown reached on the fielding error.
Arenamo with a single, his first time up in the second, scoring on the home run by the man on deck. Haraba, as it's fouled right back. It was the 6-7-8-9 hitters that got to Berry in that second inning. Had trouble against the back half of the order. Shea with the 1-1, down and in, a good stop by Price to prevent it from going to the backstop. It's the second to last road series for Fayetteville before they head to Kinston, take on the Down East Wood Ducks 2 weeks from now. Two more home series, including the series season finale series against the Lynchburg Hillcats, as the ball in the dirt once again. Price can't dig it out before Perez scampers up to second base. Now two in scoring position for the Cats. The wild pitch charged to Berry, and the infield comes in for Fayetteville. Three balls, one strike. Haraba waiting around the corner on deck. 3-1, it's flared foul off to the right. Full count now on Arenamo. This will be pitch number 44 for Berry. Bottom of the third inning, 4-4 ball game. Payoff, swung on and missed, a big strikeout. Price places the tag. Shea Berry still fighting, able to pick up his fourth strikeout of the contest and a massive second out. Two runners in scoring position and two away in the third.
Yeah, huge. That's the type of out you're looking to get, the strikeout after the man went from first to second base. That killed off the double play force. Even a ground ball might have been able to bring a run home and give Carolina the lead. So now you limit the options with two outs and Berry in control.
First pitch to Bronlin Haraba, down and outside. Three-run blast off of Berry, his first time up. Just to the left of the scoreboard and just over that left center field wall. 1-0. Tied in knots was Haraba. like a two-seamer from Barry. That had a lot of inward movement. We've seen all year long that Shea's been able to throw that two-seamer and also the sinker. A lot of stuff that moves in on a right-handed batter. And he's got it working. So tough to get your hands around on that pitch. Goes to the breaking ball, and it's fouled off to the right, 1-2. This would be a big win for Barry if he can get out of the bases loaded, nobody out situation with just one run allowed and the ball game still tied. Chirinos on third, Perez at second. A 1-2 count with two away to Bronley and Haraba. Barry delivers. Line drive up the middle, base hit. Gets just past the glove of Barry. Both runs come in to score. A two-run single for Bronley and Haraba. He has five RBIs in just two at-bats against Shea Barry. And the Mudcats retake the lead at 6-4.
Well, Barry barked at himself, pounded his glove a little bit. Obviously not the pitch he was looking for there. Two strikes, one away from getting out of it. Might have left it a little bit more over the plate. Just keeping eyes on Perez coming around third. Looked like he really shorted that third base bag, but I don't think Woodpeckers are going to attempt to appeal that in any way.
First pitch swing from Alex Hall. Chased one in the dirt, nothing at one after the two-run single. First action in the bullpen tonight for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It is right-hander Jason Schroeder. Getting loose. We'll see if he comes on next inning or before the end of this frame. 2-0 count now to the switch-hitting catcher Hall. Drew a walk, his first at-bat, coming from High A down to Carolina. Fastball over for a strike. It's quite the commute back to Carolina for Hall, coming all the way up from Wisconsin. Big time gap between Single A and High A in terms of miles. Runner going at first. Fastball misses outside. Price throws a dart down to second base. The tag is placed by Molina, and Haraba is out by a mile to end the inning, but not before Bronley and Haraba delivers a two-run single as part of a three-run bottom of the third inning off of Shea Barry to give Carolina a 6-4 advantage as we head to the fourth inning from Five County Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Segra Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
On to the fourth from Five County Stadium, a 6-4 lead for the hosts, the Carolina Mudcats. Colin Casey alongside Andrew Chapman on this Friday night from Zebulon, North Carolina. Tyler Whitaker, the batter, singled home a run his first time up. It's part of a two-run first inning, which Fayetteville took the early lead. It's 1-1 now to Whitaker. Carolina then responded with a three-run home run to take a 3-2 advantage before Jacob Melton had a two-run blast of his own to get Fayetteville briefly back in front 4-3. And then three more runs coming across the score in the bottom of the third. That's where we stand now in the fourth. Whitaker with a 2-1 count. He's actually thrown out at first to end the inning. Took too big of a round off the bag. Couldn't get back to the base in time. It's 2-2 now to the Las Vegas native.
Second game this week, Colin, in the series where there's been 10 runs over the first three innings combined between the two sides.
One fouled off to the left. This one a little bit different, though. The first game in which that took place, there was a lot more walks involved. Both teams have been barreling up the ball, putting it in play. We've seen a couple of balls leave the yard. Mm-hmm. Clutch two-out hitting as well, including the single from Whitaker. What a game it's been for Harabba for Carolina as Whitaker tied up on the fastball inside corner. Alexander Valesio able to pick up his third strikeout over the last two innings, his third overall in the ballgame. One away to begin the fourth.
Yeah, yesterday it wasn't until the third time through the order that the Woodpeckers started to strike out. First 18 hitters, there was no strikeouts for the Woodpeckers, and then that back end of the game is where they started to swing and miss a bit.
Jose Alvarez lines one down the right field line off the wall. Foul just past the Woodpeckers bullpen catcher Blake Patrick.
It's the hardest working man in show business down there, Blake Patrick.
Jason Schroeder no longer throwing down there. It's left-hander Colton Gordon getting loose. Fastball up and away. 1-1 now, so you wonder if Schroeder was just there in case Barry was unable to get out of the third inning, but he did end up getting the third out thanks to some defense from Colin Price throwing out the runner trying to swipe the bag. It's 1-2 now to Alvarez.
Reality is that Colton Gordon, if he's on tonight, probably would not pitch beyond the eighth inning. That'd be five for him, so you could still have a spot where Jason Schroeder might need to come in tonight in the ninth inning if the game is close.
Makes a lot of sense. Fastball up and away, 2-2, and saw Gordon his last time out. His best outing yet in a Woodpeckers uniform in Fayetteville. Five innings, just one hit allowed. Tired the first 13 batters he faced. 2-2 to Alvarez. Good take, 3-2. But he only threw about 56, 57 pitches in that game. Was lifted after five innings. Remember, he's coming off that elbow injury. Payoff pitch, chopped foul. We saw that a lot early in the season. Ryan Gusto comes to mind, missed a lot of time due to an elbow injury of his own. Took some time to work his way back up, and eventually he started throwing into the sixth inning. Led to him being promoted to Asheville very quickly in the season. Breaking ball called strike three. Down looking goes Alvarez. Back-to-back strikeouts to begin the inning for Valesio. He has started to figure things out after giving up the home run to Melton. Has retired four in a row. And the bases remain empty with two away for Fayetteville. Leo's Danny Molina will try to spark a two-out rally. Grounded out sharply to third in his first AB. And he's first pitch swinging. And pops one up to the right side. That will make its way into the seats. Some of the steepest seats in all of the Carolina League here in Five County. It's like a 45-degree angle walking straight up. Reminds me of the upper decks up at Gillette Stadium back in New England. It's fouled straight back. Almost feels like you're looking directly straight down. Speaking of Gillette, that's where the Carolina Panthers are playing right now in the preseason.
Oh, playing the Pats tonight, huh?
Yep, second of three preseason games for the Panthers. No Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold tonight, though. P.J. Walker and former Ole Miss Rebel Matt Corral getting action tonight for Matt Rule's Panthers. It's a 1-2 count now for Molina. Alessio delivers, breaking ball a little bit low. Going to strike out the side for the first time tonight. I'm sure this NC State Wolfpack crowd getting geared up for football season as well. Hard ground ball left side off the glove of third baseman Haraba, and it trickles into shallow left field. We'll see how they scored. It was hit hard again by Molina. With a little bit of luck off the glove of Haraba. He scampers into first base. And with two away, it's a base runner for Fayetteville. That knocks off the four straight retired for Valisio after giving up the home run to Melton.
I think Leo would like a hit, but I think you're probably looking at more air right there. Colin, Haraba didn't have to extend too far off to his glove-hand side. He was kind of in the area to make that play and just kicked right off the bottom of his glove. He didn't have to dive or really lunge at it. Probably going to go down as an E5 there.
I just saw it go up on the board as a hit, so.
Oh, they did put a hit up there. Okay.
I think they're going to say he had to go far enough for it to be a difficult play for the third baseman, Haraba. So Molina gets credit with a two-out single, the fourth hit for Fayetteville in the ballgame. They're actually out hitting the Mudcats 4-3 now. 0-1 count to the batter, Jackson Lofton. Second baseman awaits. And he is well out in front of the breaking ball from Valisio.
When you see Molina tomorrow, don't let him know that I scored that an error on the broadcast. He'll get mad at me.
Yeah. Got to help the average any way you can. Time is called. It's another two-strike count, another opportunity for Valisio to get out of the inning. Molina takes his lead off of first. Now the 0-2, he's on the move, misses outside, the throw down the tag, it's close, and Molina is ruled safe, much to the chagrin of the second baseman, Arenamo. It was a close play, both middle infielders now coming over to talk, but Molina is into second base with two away. Wonder if he just got around that tag and got the hand in a fraction of a second before the tag by the second baseman, Arenamo.
Arenamo might have thought he fell off the bag, too. The hand came off, and he just barely hooked onto the bag with his left foot.
It's a late call there from Elliot Melton. He was making sure that the hand was still on the bag for Molina. Fastball inside. 2-2 count now to Lofton, who's got himself an RBI opportunity as four so far since joining the Woodpeckers last week. This will be a big one, cut the lead back down to one. It's been a track meet so far offensively, but he swings and misses. There's strike three. Valisio has struck out the side. Now has five strikeouts on the night. Molina is stranded at second base, and the Woodpeckers are unable to score in the top of the fourth inning. We go to the bottom half, 6-4 Carolina here from Five County Stadium.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Home Home half of the fourth from Five County Stadium and a new arm on the mound for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's the lone left-hander on this pitching staff. Colton Gordon takes over for Shea Berry. Shea going three innings, surrendering six runs, five earned on three hits. Walked three, hit two batters, and struck out four, currently on the hook. Hoping that Woodpeckers can rally and prevent him from falling to 0-6 on the season. Here is Gordon on the mound and starts off a breaking pitch to Alex Hall, who ended last inning batting from the left side, but with the final out on the base paths, he now swings around and bats from the right side. Fouls one off, and Gordon ahead 0-2. Not something you see very often, but the switch hitter now forced to bat from the opposite side. Gordon delivers from the windup. Sharp breaking curveball misses down and inside. Gordon on the season 0-1 with a 2.15 ERA. This is his ninth start. And this across all levels. As a swing and a miss, strike three. The ball gets very far away from Price. He sidearms it, though, onto Alvarez for the out. So Alvarez able to stretch and get that throw from Price. First strikeout comes on the first batter for Gordon since entering the game. Hall, the strikeout victim, and a 2-3 putout to go along with it. So one away, but with Fayetteville no record for Colton Gordon, a 2.20 ERA. This is his fourth start, his second relief appearance, his fifth overall game with the team. Breaking ball on the inside corner to the leadoff hitter, Hendry Mendez. He's pitched so far 16 and a third innings in Fayetteville. As that one chopped foul, nothing and two. And we always talk about the very impressive strikeout-to-walk ratio that Colton Gordon's possessed off across pretty much every level he's pitched at since joining the minors. 21 strikeouts, just three walks with Fayetteville, and across all levels, 43 strikeouts, 5 walks for the lefty. Mendez fetching some new lumber ahead of the 0-2 pitch.
There's another switch hitter in the roster, Colin, for the Mudcats. That's Robert Moore, who is the second-round draft pick from this season, and he's probably bummed he doesn't get to hit from the right side because he's out of the lineup tonight. He's been waiting all week to try and hit right-handed, but he's on the bench.
Swing and a miss. Mendez goes down on three pitches. Back-to-back strikeouts for Colton Gordon to begin his outing in relief. He's been favoring that breaking ball, went back to it, started about shoulder height, and dove straight to the dirt. Good pitch, and will be up to Luis Castillo to prevent Carolina from going down in order for the first time this evening. Deal with that wild batting stance where he kind of helicopters that bat around over his head. 1-0 the count. Castillo has struck out twice already. He was two of Berry's four strikeouts on the night. Front door breaking ball, a little bit inside. Castillo with just one RBI on the season, came on a solo home run, hitting 224. Fastball from Gordon at 92, misses up and in. It's about around how hard he throws, not exactly a flamethrower. But his breaking stuff, second to none on this staff, makes him so hard to put the ball in play against. Fastball at 90 on the 3-0 pitch is at the knees. That's the other thing. Even when he falls behind, he knows how to battle back by throwing strikes. Fastball inside corner. A couple well-located heaters from Gordon. Fills the count at 3-2. Lefty winds and fires the payoff pitch. Fastball called, strike three, and Colton Gordon strikes out the side in the bottom of the fourth inning to begin his outing. Big left-hander wasting no time putting his mark on this game. And the inning is over. On to the fifth. Still a 6-4 advantage for the Mudcats on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
butt ends from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Segra Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville. We head to the fifth from Zebulon, North Carolina. Carolina Mudcats 6, Fayetteville Woodpeckers 4. 9-1-2, 2 up for Fayetteville. Garrett McGowan, Zach Cole, and Jacob Melton. And on the play-by-play, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. Valisio back to the mound, and the Carolina bullpen will be active as this top of the fifth begins. Garrett McGowan hitting against mostly straight up infield, just a slight shift for that left side with Haraba off the line. Brown Jr. a little towards the middle. First pitch fastball low and away for ball one. McGowan, Cole, then Melton. Jacob Melton, the two-run home run back in the third. But Carolina scored three in the bottom of the third against Shea Berry to go in front 6-4. Great start to the night for Colton Gordon. Three straight strikeouts. McGowan now in a one-ball, one-strike count. Palacio winds and pitches. And it's down and outside. 2-1. Palacio has really bounced back after the two-run home run to Melton. He struck out four of the last six batters he's faced, giving up just a base hit to Molina. And now McGowan pulls one out towards second base. Couple of hops scooped by Arenamo, and his throw to first gets McGowan. He drops to 0 for 1. And the top of the Fayetteville lineup coming up for a third time. Zach Cole is the lefty in. Has walked, scored, stolen a base. He's now 6-for-6 in the stolen base department in his Woodpeckers career, and he's also struck out looking. That was against Valisio back in the third inning. Here's the kick and first one to him. Down and inside. One ball and no strikes.
Valisio, a lot of parallels can be drawn between his outing so far and the outing of Edwin Jimenez last night, where he got off to a bit of a rough start, but grinded it out and still got key innings out there.
More action for Arenamo at second base. Here's a three-hopper, a little shallow. Arenamo charges, picks with one hand, and throws short to first to get Zach Cole. Pair of ground outs, two outs for Valisio in the top of the fifth, and well, here comes Jacob Melton, who took him deep his last time.
This would be a fitting final batter if this is the end of the line for Valisio. He's able to retire Melton, 1-2-3, fifth inning to cap it off. You have to feel good about that performance, even when you don't have your best stuff out there. Still put yourself in position to pick up a victory.
Melton stays off the first one. It's a changeup outside, 1-0. Valisio, the 20-year-old from Nicaragua. Takes a deep breath, kicks and pitches. And wraps a slider around the corner for a called strike. Good pitch to the lefty, Melton. Barely grabbed that outside corner of the strike zone, and it's 1-1. Melton's also bounced out to the first baseman. 1-1 outside. Which home run do you think was hit farther, Colin, between Melton's two? The one off the batter's eye at Segra, or the one he hit to right center? That's, he had to hit it pretty deep in this ballpark to get it over. 2-1 coming home, and it's grounded out towards shortstop. Brown Jr. vacuums it up, throws to first, inning over. I'll let you hang on that question a little bit, Colin, and think about it as we go to break. Bottom five coming up. Carolina leading 6-4. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Colton Gordon off to a strong start tonight. He has struck out the first three batters he has faced. Coming on in the fourth inning, he's back out for the home fifth. Woodpeckers have out-hit Carolina 4-3 tonight, but they trail 6-4. Eric Brown Jr. looks at a slider seeking its way into the zone, and it's 1-1. Hard of the order to face for Gordon. Brown Jr., then Chirinos, and Hedbert Perez. Two righties and a lefty. Pitch outside. And it's a 2-1 count. Eric Brown Jr. has put the ball in play twice, but he's 0-2. Fielder's choice in the first and reached on an error in the third. So he's been on both times, but nothing to show for it in the hit column. Here's the wind and 2-1. A line drive hit past the mound. Played on one hop behind second from Lofton. Short throw to first, dug by Alvarez on a backhand. And a perfectly positioned second baseman, Jackson Lofton, takes the hit away. He's playing towards the middle, and Eric Brown Jr. had that one going to center field before Lofton cuts it off. Four up, four down for Gordon to start his night.
It's almost like Lofton rushed that throw a little bit. It was hit so hard, he didn't have to throw it that quickly, but he did short-opt Alvarez a little bit. But, man, Jose Alvarez plays a pretty strong defensive first base, considering he's a primary catcher. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Chirinos is the new right-hander in, and there's strike one, outside corner fastball. Garrett McGowan has proved to be the dependable glove at first base over the last couple of weeks, but he's out in left field tonight, making his second outfield start. I gotta be honest, when we were scouting out some of the new draft guys and checking out where they played in college and their utility, I didn't come across the outfield element of Garrett McGowan's game. Primarily the first baseman at Pittsburgh State. I don't know if he got any outfield starts in his final year with the Gorillas, but you know the Astros, they like to turn everybody into utility guys once you get them into the system. Bouncing ball, hit along third, and it gets foul. Whitaker's guarding the line. 0-2.
It's almost like the opposite of the start of the year. The Woodpeckers had a bunch of outfielders that could also play the infield, and now it seems like it's the other way around, especially more a lot of catchers that can also play the outfield as well.
The pitch to Chirinos is high and away. A waste fastball there, 1-2. Jesus Chirinos is 0-for-1 tonight. Committed batter's interference in the first that ended the inning, and then walked and scored in the third on a sacrifice fly, actually rather the Jarava two-run single that put the Mudcats up 6-4. Fastball high and away again, two balls, two strikes. Chirinos entering tonight on a great stretch over his last couple of series, 327 hitter across his previous 13 games, up to season average to 231. Swings and misses at a slider, and Colton Gordon K's another. That's four strikeouts across five batters faced, and Gordon is rolling. Fayetteville pitching has now struck out eight. Berry with four K's, Gordon now with four K's.
You know, he almost reminds me a little bit of Tom Glavine with that delivery that he has, and on top of that, a great breaking ball to go along with. Of course, Glavine known for a really big-time changeup,
sure,
as well, but that breaking ball, man, it is tough to get a bat on. It's tough to pick up when it's coming out of his hand. Just so hard to put a bat on that ball.
Perez, the lefty, lifts the elbows out of the way, but there's that breaker, and it hooks right into the middle of the zone for a 1-1 count. Perez is struck out looking, plunked by a pitch in the third, and he came around to score. Bails out of the way of an up-and-in slider. Two balls and one strike.
I think Glavine at least was, we can confirm, was a better hockey player.
Yeah, yeah. Colton Gordon, Florida boy, ever laced up the skates. Fastball outside corner, called a strike.
I think Tom was drafted, I believe, by the Los Angeles Kings as
well. Was he really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, grew up playing hockey up in Massachusetts.
Two ball, two strike pitch, and a ground ball yanked foul. First base side. Stays where it is, two balls and two strikes. There's a right-hander continuing to throw out there for Carolina. It's number 37, Fernando Olguin. So day may be done for Alexander Balacio after five complete. 6-4 Carolina, left on left. Gordon winds and pitches and misses low. 3-2.
So he was drafted fourth round, 1984 NHL draft. Not only that, he was drafted ahead of future star Brett Hull and five rounds ahead of Hockey Hall of Famer Luke Robitaille.
How about that? Glad he chose baseball, though.
Yep. As a Braves fan, I'm sure you are.
Yeah, Braves fan growing up, watching all those guys in the late 90s. Chose the right sport. 3-2 on Perez after a foul ball into the screen. Whitaker off the third baseline, closer to short. Molina up the middle, right side straight up. Alvarez just playing a deep first and kind of guarding that line. Outfield straight up as well, and Perez steps out. He wants time. Alvarez Ferrer, right-handed hitting DH on deck if the inning goes any further. Edbert Perez 0-for-1 tonight, now 2-for-9 in the series. Takes a cut, fouled it off the gear of Price. He can't corral it, and it stays full. Very still night in Zebulon. Gordon winds, pop up, third base side, towards the extended warning track. Whitaker sprinting over, but that'll wind up three rows into the seats. So Perez putting together a good battle now. He has struck out three times across the series. He's played in three of the four games now. Does have a home run, solo home run that he hit on Tuesday night. His 14th of the year. He's been sitting on 49 RBIs since Tuesday. Here it comes, another payoff and a bouncing ball out to second. Two hops and a glove by Lofton. A running flip to first. And the inning comes to a close. Another 1-2-3 frame for Colton Gordon. Strikes out his fourth of the day. He's set down six in a row. And through five innings, the Mudcats lead this game 6-4.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Zach DiCenzo leads the top of the sixth inning. Woodpeckers down 6-4 to the Mudcats. And a first pitch slider from New Carolina right-hander Fernando Olguin drifts too far outside, and it's 1-0. Starter Alexander Valencio ends up going a season-long five innings tonight. Fastball strike, low outside corner, 1-1 on DiCenzo. He's 1-2. RBI single that started the scoring for Fayetteville in the top of the first inning. Olguin takes a long look in, gets the sign from Hall. Motions and pitches. And DiCenzo over the top of what looked like a changeup at 81 down low. One ball and two strikes. Colin Price next, and then Tyler Whitaker in the hole. No run since the bottom of the third inning when Carolina took the lead. Fastball misses down and outside. It's two balls and two strikes. Final line for Valencio tonight. Five innings, four hits, four runs all earned. Two walks, five strikeouts, and in line for the winning decision would be his first of the year after taking losses in each of his first two games with the Mudcats. Pitch inside, squeezed DiCenzo, and it's 3-2. And down he goes swinging on the payoff. 91 mile per hour fastball in a pretty hittable spot. A little bit on the inside. And it seems like that's one of the spots that DiCenzo still is exposable a bit, is fastballs in of him. He's hit his home runs mostly on pitches over the middle or stuff to the outside that he can kind of delay the barrel on and go the opposite way with. He's been tied up a time or two on those inside fastballs since coming up. Colin Price, 0-2, steps in. Fayetteville cleanup hitter attacks the first one and fouls it back. An 0-1 count.
Yeah, the good news is I think it's a lot easier to start pulling the ball rather than stop pulling the ball. So
right.
It starts off with the foundation of his swing driving everything the other way. Eventually, he'll start getting a little bit earlier on those fastballs and really yank him down the line.
Colin Price has to straighten out the knees on an inside changeup, and it's 1-1. One away, nobody on. And Carolina leading 6-4. Woodpeckers with just four base hits in this game, and they're without a hit since the fourth inning when Leo Stanley Molina grounded to the left side. Here's a 1-1. Down and in again. Changeup missed. Price ahead, two balls and one strike. 0 for his last 12. Colin Price trying to get back in the hit department after starting his Woodpeckers career with a base hit in nine straight. And he swings and pops this one up. Back of first. Chirinos falling back on it, gives way to Arenamo, and the second baseman makes the catch, crossing over into foul territory. Colin Price pops out, goes to 0 for his last 13. He's still looking for that first hit since Saturday, last week at Segres Stadium. So Colin Price, first week and a half, must have been thinking this pro ball thing, easy cheese, but now he's in a little bit of a drought. Tyler Whitaker coming up, and I guess is a newly minted pro ball player, you have to expect a little bit of a cold stretch coming as Whitaker rips a line drive left center field down into the gap and all the way to the base of the fence. Whitaker hustling to second, picked up by Perez, his throw coming in, and Whitaker will hold with a double. His fifth hit of the week and his fourth double here at Five County Stadium over four games. Tyler Whitaker stays hot here on the road.
Yeah, it's like he went into a mini slump the back half of the Down East series, but yeah. Since then he's really picked it back up after he had a strong start to that series, and man, not wasting any time, saw a pitch right over the heart of the plate and ripped it into left center field. I like him staying at second. You don't want to make the final out over at third with a base hit likely bringing him home anyway.
Jose Alvarez, the new righty, swings at a first pitch fastball, sends it to the net, 0-1. Whitaker with his double yesterday overtook Joey Loperfido for the team lead with his 18th double. Now he has 19, and he's just one shy of being the first Woodpeckers batter this season to hit the 20 double mark. Olguin out of the stretch, throws the 0-1, and it's up and away to Alvarez. Fayetteville trying to cut into this 6-4 deficit in the top of the sixth with a little two-out hitting. Alvarez 0 for 2, ground out to first, and a strikeout looking in the fourth against Valencia. And this pitch is hit out to center. Playable for Perez. Routine, and he makes the catch. So the inning comes to a close. Two-out double is all from Whitaker. Woodpeckers trail 6-4. Going to the bottom of the sixth as a little bit of light rain starts to fall at Five County Stadium. We're back in a moment.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the...
Bottom six in Zebulon. Woodpeckers got a man in scoring position in the top half. Tyler Whitaker a double, but he's left on. And now Colton Gordon, who's been cruising six up, six down out of the bullpen, starts the home sixth. Gets a cut and miss out of Alvarez Ferrer on a slider. Next pitch, foul tipped, and Price squeezes quickly. No balls and two strikes. Four strikeouts for Price. Make it to Gordon. Over the first six batters he's gone up against, struck out the side in order in the fourth, coming in behind the starter Shea Berry. And now a soft fly ball out to center. Melton coming forward on it. That hangs up long enough, and he makes the catch of the shoulders, one away. And that is seven straight set down by Colton Gordon. And he just, whether he's starting or he comes out of the bullpen, he just comes on ready to get outs. He retired 13 in a row at Segra Stadium last week in a start. Took a perfect game into the fifth inning, longest perfect game bid we've had in quite some time. And now you consider the stretch he was on there, the stretch he's on tonight. I mean, that's 20 straight batters combined between the start of those two outings. And it is efficiency at its finest is... Arenamo takes a slider down and outside, and that's what the Woodpeckers need right now, because the middle innings of these games this week in Zebulon have tended to get away from them. That's when Carolina has put up the go-ahead runs or come up with big rallies to distance themselves. And Gordon, you have to imagine, can get you until about the eighth. That would be the five-inning mark for him. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Arenamo. and he hits it on the hands out towards first. That ball stays fair along the chalk line, and Alvarez fields it right on top of the bag, stomps on first, and it's a three unassisted. That ball looked like it was going to go foul for a moment, but just rode the line, and Alvarez smartly grabbed it before it went foul.
Yeah, unlucky spin there for Arenamo, but heck of Gordon for a second. Wonder if I don't know if he'll get a promotion to Asheville before the season ends, but I wouldn't be shocked if he goes straight to Corpus Christi after the offseason based on what he's been able to accomplish here in Fayetteville.
0-1 is swinging a miss by Haraba. Woodpeckers do have one player that has made that jump this year from Fayetteville to Corpus. That was Fraylin Garcia. Pop up out of play. Garcia a little bit older, 24, and a reliever with a high-velocity fastball, so I think the Astros wanted to get aggressive with him, see how he could play at Double-A. But no, I agree with you, Colin. When you have a pitcher like Colton Gordon, who does have the injury history but has plenty of college innings, is a little bit older relative to the other players at this league, you could see him getting the quick jump to Double-A next season. Pitch fouled and into the seats down the right field line. It's 0-2 on Haraba. Colton Gordon trying to make it three perfect innings with one more out.
Keep in mind, that's with the whole offseason to work as well and really build that strength back up into that pitching arm and obviously develop more as a player.
Here's a kick in 0-2. Haraba grounds it foul left side. I think what will ultimately dictate whether Colton Gordon goes up or not this year will be if we get some of the draft pitchers over the last couple of series. Will we get an Andrew Taylor or a Michael Knorr or a Dabrowski? Here's the 0-2 pitch again, and a foul tip right on the inside of the foot of Haraba.
It's a very, very good point. I mean, that obviously changes things. If Houston wants to bring some of these guys in and give them a little bit of full season ball experience before September rolls around and the season ends. So certainly a possibility that Gordon could get pushed up because of that.
0-2, fouled off again, and a hefty helping of inside sliders right now. Haraba doing his best to fight to stay alive. Gordon trying to jam him. If last year kind of compares to what happens this year, I would expect to get some of those draft guys. We had Chase McDermott, Spencer Arrighetti all roll into Fayetteville last year. And then non-drafted free agent guys like Casey Ford. Fastball up and outside. And it's one ball and two strikes. Not only Colton Gordon, but Edinson Bautista is a guy that might benefit from getting some high A pitching this season. Miguel Oyola, who's now cracked the top 20 prospect-wise. 1-2 pitch to Haraba, down and in. Another slider by Gordon. That's all it is right now. Sliders breaking in on the righty. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Bases empty in a 6-4 Carolina Mudcats lead. 45 pitches now for Colton Gordon. He nods the head, motions home, 2-2 pitch. Spoiled off again. Ground ball left side on an inside slider. Pitch after pitch and result after result, a mirror image right now. Haraba's had a big night in the 8-hole. 2-for-2 with 3 RBIs. I make it to 5, rather, for Haraba. The 3-run home run in the second. We'll try it again. 2-2 break even. Slapped foul right side. That was a fastball as Gordon finally changed it up. 92 on the outer corner. Haraba was just able to catch up. Alex Hall, 9-hitter, standing on deck. Gordon covers the face with that black mitt. He'll try it again. And a wraparound slider just missed to the outside. Full count and a good battle. 10 pitches now between Haraba and Gordon. Making him labor if he wants a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Here's the payoff. And a fly ball hit well left center field. Melton back to his right, angling to the track, and he makes the catch. Got all the way to the warning track as Haraba gives it a good ride. Gordon wins that 11-pitch battle. A 1-2-3 inning, 9 in a row set down by the Southpaw. We play the 7th next with the Woodpeckers trailing the Mudcats 6-4 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
star, leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car, passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, 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 there's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic man.
Well, it's the top of the seventh inning. Leo's Danny Molina leads it off with a soaring pop fly on the infield. Coming in on it, second baseman Arenamo, and he puts it away. One pitch, one out in the seventh. Take you the rest of the way in this seventh inning. Top and bottom, here is Colin Casey.
Thank you so much, Andrew. Ed Bill trying to end the longest losing streak of their season at seven games, trying to prevent it from being a franchise record, eight consecutive losses, and it's been a really rough middle of August for Fayetteville as the season coming to a close. Jackson Lofton takes strike one from Fernando Olguin. Alexander Valencio going five innings for Carolina, eligible for the victory. Inside out swing popped up shallow right field. Once again, it's second baseman Arenamo who dropped the ball. It falls, and that's a one-out base runner for the Woodpeckers as Lofton's aboard. Looked like he had that the whole way, but, man, last second, just popped right out of his glove.
Well, he got really casual with it, and instead of, you know, just making the standard two-hand catch above your hat, he allowed it to get over his shoulder, and he kind of tried to bucket-style catch it, and he lost the ball. So, got to go back to Little League here. Use two hands, kids. Make the catch above your hat.
First error on the Carolina defense tonight, but there's a ground ball to third. Throw too short for one. The throw is in time. Just barely gets Garrett McGowan. There was a collision over at second base. Everybody seems okay, but it's a 5-6-3 double play. Close play, but the inning is over. So the one-out error committed by Arenamo proves to be not costly. Queen faces the minimum. Seventh inning stretch time for Five County Stadium. 6-4 Carolina on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Bottom of the seventh from Zebulon, a 6-4 advantage for the Carolina Mudcats over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on this Friday night of baseball. Colton Gordon back out on the mound, 9-up, 9-down to begin the outing for the left-hander. This will be pitch number 51, and a swing and a miss. Alex Hall behind in the count. Hall so far a walk and a strikeout. The 0-1, breaking ball over for strike two. Gordon has already struck out four batters. It goes back to the breaking ball, and Hall fouls it back into the right. No action right now in Fayetteville's bullpen, so we could see Colton go back out for a fifth inning. And with the Woodpeckers trailing, no need to have an arm ready for the ninth just yet. Swung on and missed. Hall strikes out for the second time. And it's the second time that Gordon has fanned him. Picks up strikeout number five. 10 straight retired for Colton Gordon. One away. Which makes it look so easy out there, and a real classical approach. Not a whole lot of velocity, but tons of movement, lots of deception for the big left-hander, Colton Gordon. Breaking ball misses inside to Hendry Mendez. 0-2, a hit by pitch, a ground out, and a strikeout for Hendry so far. Lefty against lefty, the matchup. Fastball catches the top of the zone, 1-1. Looking at the level just above Fayetteville as it's fouled straight back for strike two. The Asheville Taurus, the high scoring affair up in Aberdeen, 9-5 lead for Asheville in the top of the sixth inning. Zach Daniels launched his 16th home run of the season, 2-run home run to give Asheville lead at the time, and they have since kept it. Fastball just outside. Miguel Palma with an RBI triple an inning later in the sixth. Talk about a guy who has gotten better and better as the year has gone on. Palma had a grand slam the other night. Foul back by Mendez. It's 2-2 still. That promotion has done wonders for him at the plate. 343. Gordon winds and delivers the 2-2. Check swing. Mendez holds off, and it's a full count. Luis Castillo waiting on deck. He's already got the hat trick tonight. Payoff. Fastball called, strike three. A late bat flip for Mendez, but he is down on strikes. Back-to-back punch-outs for Gordon to begin the seventh inning. And right now, the Mudcats can't buy a base runner against the left-hander from St. Petersburg, Florida. Two down.
He's just mixing speed so well, and gets a strikeout with the slider, then he follows it up with a strikeout with the fastball. He K-struts around the mound. I mean, there's just confidence oozing out of him right now. There's a silent confidence to Colton Gordon. Doesn't get too pumped up out on the mound, but you can just tell he's grooving.
First pitch, ball outside to Castillo, and that mention I had of Zach Daniels, officially outdated. He just hit a 3-run home run, his second of the night, his 17th of the season. It's 12-5 Asheville. 1-1 count now to Castillo. Man, has he had an unbelievable season in high A, and I think a promotion is more than overdue for Zach. Swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Big 6-run sixth inning for Asheville, and it continues as a 2-out single from Joey Loperfido, who has a 3-hit night himself. Great to see so many former Woodpeckers excelling at the higher levels. Down and away, 2-2. Trying to make it 12 in a row retired is Gordon. Breaking ball struck deep. Right field, turning and watching it sail over the fences. Zach Cole. And that will end that. Solo home run, Luis Castillo, his second of the year. That provides an insurance run for the Mudcats. It's 7-4 Carolina.
Rare you see Colton Gordon give one up. First home run he's surrendered all year long, and just the second home run given up in his pro career. He gave one up at the in the FCL earlier this year, but boy, he didn't see that coming, especially from the guy that was 0-for-3 with three punch-outs. Steele looked like he might have gotten a slider, a little bit of a mistake pitch left over the middle, and Gordon really hasn't had any mistakes tonight, but that one was, and it got pummeled.
Immediately motioned to his catcher, Price, saying, "That was my bad. I left it in a very hittable location," and Mendez turned on it and drove it down the right field line and out of the park. 1-0 count to Eric Brown Jr. He's reached base twice, but still does not have a hit. Watches a breaking ball, 1-1. Very short right field here at Five County Stadium, but the ball was hit on a line and got on out of here. There's a flare, shallow right field. Cole running in. He slides and makes a nice catch to end the inning. Zach Cole able to run one down in shallow right. And the seventh is over, but not before a solo home run for Luis Castillo, his second as a member of the Mudcats this season. On to the eighth, 7-4 lead for Carolina from Five County Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We head to the eighth from Five County Stadium. 7-4 lead for the Carolina Mudcats. New arm on the mound for Carolina. It's right-hander Brandon Jordan. He gets Zach Cole to foul off his first pitch of the outing. And to take us through the conclusion from Zebulon, North Carolina, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right. Thanks, Colin. Badville needs some late-inning heroics out of the offense. And Cole rips a line drive, base hit into right field. A good start to the bottom atop of the eighth inning. Zach Cole, now with a base hit in five of his last six games, and finds a way to get on in the eighth. First time via hit, adds to his walk that he had in the first inning. Leadoff man aboard. First time that the Woodpeckers have put the leadoff man on since a walk to Garrett McGowan started the third inning. So every leadoff base runner critical with six outs to play with. Jacob Melton now the batter. Swings and pops it out of play. Brandon Jordan pitching for the second time this week in the series. He's 3-1 with a 3.56 ERA, 24 games. This being his 19th in relief, five starts as well. Four saves and six opportunities, a chance for him here. Runner on the move to second. Here comes the throw down. Eric Brown Jr., the tag, and it looks like it popped out of his glove. Zach Cole gets in there. Throw is a little bit to the second base side of second. Brown Jr. kind of corralled it and swiped a tag. Thought that Cole was out. Thought he got him on the leg. Called safe, and now Victor Esteves out to argue.
Yeah, he actually did get that tag down and then flipped it afterwards. And Estevez, I think, telling his players to back off. He'll take care of it. But, yeah, it looked like the throw was in plenty of time. I think the only explanation possible for Elliot Melton is that he never actually made contact with Cole as he dove in. And Estevez walking away, not too satisfied with the conversation, but this team up three, he recognizes the situation and not trying to get himself an early exit.
You know, maybe I'm generalizing here, but I can't remember a game for a long time where there were so many close calls on the bases for an ump to judge. And like every single inning, there's been a close play on a stolen bag or mostly first base tonight for Elliot Melton. Only thing he really hasn't had to judge tonight is too many check swings. Eric Brown Jr. is still going back and forth there with Melton. The umpire, that is. Melton at the plate, 2-1, and the pitch is inside. 3-1. First, a couple runners can reach here. Bring up Zach DiZenzo's. Come up with some big swings all week. He'd represent the tying run. Melton, the two-run home run back in the third. Swings, grounds it right side, underneath the dive of Chirinos and out into right field. They give Cole the wave. He turns on the Jets, comes down the third baseline, and scores. Jacob Melton, a 3-RBI game, and he's given Fayetteville their first runs since his two-run home run. And it's now 7-5. The tying run will come to the plate in Zach DiZenzo. A ground ball that just snuck underneath Chirinos' glove as he flopped down to the dirt to try and pull it in. Stolen base helps Cole get in a spot to score on that base hit. Two-run game, Woodpeckers not out of it yet. DiZenzo up, middle infield, double play depth. Here comes the pitch, a swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Pickoff throw to first, and the ball gets loose. It's over Chirinos' head into the bullpen, and Melton's going to second. Brandon Jordan spun and sailed it over the head of Chirinos. And Jacob Melton gets pushed into scoring position, an E1. Second fielding error today for Carolina. And that kills off the chance at a double play as well. Gets rid of the force. Now DiZenzo hits it to third. Haraba spears it on a short hop. Gets to his feet. Throws to first. Completes an outstanding play. Line drive coming up on Haraba quickly. It short hopped him. He went to the ground and speared as he kind of spun around. He took the momentum of the baseball and swiped his hand back as he pulled it in. And he holds Melton at second in the process. That's a huge play by the third baseman to potentially save another run.
A badly needed first out for Jordan and the Mudcats. Things were reeling before that huge play, and that's extra bases if it gets down the line as well.
Now it's Colin Price, and a slider is down in the dirt outside. Brandon Jordan has not given up a ton of hard contact this year, only 3 home runs over 55 and two-thirds innings. Strikeout rate is good for him, 68 Ks over those 55 and two-thirds, 36 walks. Early on this week, on Wednesday, he was untouchable. Price hits it deep, out to left. Castillo back to the warning track, pressed up against the wall, and that ball dies up against the fence. He makes the catch. And Melton has to go back to second. Colin Price just a bit underneath it. High arcer. It went all the way to the wall and had Castillo leaning up against the sponsorship banners to bring that one in for out number 2. Price drops to 0-4. Mentioned Jordan on Tuesday night. 2 scoreless innings, just 1 hit given up. Pair of strikeouts and 1 walk. Woodpeckers trying to get this game to at least within a run before the bottom of the 8th inning. And Tyler Whitaker trying to do so. He takes strike 1 on a changeup. Whitaker, a 2-hit day. Double the left center field all the way to the wall back in the 6th. Whitaker's strong series continuing, and he takes a changeup down low. 1-1. 2-for-3 night puts Whitaker to 6-for-11 in the series with 4 doubles. He's also reached 4 times with the walk. His on base has gone up to 269 on the season. Brandon Jordan sets the belt, pitches. Whitaker swings and misses. A little slider there. It was below the zone. Looked like it moved outside to Whitaker. Chased it. 1-2. Melton at second. After the RBI single, made this a 7-5 game. Brandon Jordan trying to get out at the top of the eighth. His pitch is high to Whitaker. Two balls and two strikes. Double for Whitaker in the sixth. Now his 10th extra base hit in August. Most in a single month for Whitaker. And the month still ain't close to being over. And time called to the plate. Whitaker wants to step out and control the pace of this at bat. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second. The break even. Whitaker swings, hits a line drive out to second base. Grabbed with two hands by Arenamo, and he throws to first and the inning. Whitaker hit it well, but right to where Arenamo is stationed towards the middle of the diamond. Inning is over. The Woodpeckers get their first run across since the third inning. It's Jacob Melton again, three RBI day. His RBI single makes it 7-5 as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Jason Schroeder takes over for Colton Gordon after a fantastic night from the bullpen. Gordon gives up just one base hit. It's the solo home run to Luis Castillo in the seventh inning. Four innings, one run, one hit, no walks, six strikeouts for Gordon. He retired 10 in a row at one point. And now a little bit of confusion. I think we might have a pitch clock violation here as Jesus Chirinos took a moment to get into the box. Victor Estevez is coming down the third base side to argue. And
it's like he's running out of patience. I mean, Victor's pretty even keeled, we've seen throughout the year, but right now I think he's just wearing thin with the umpire crew. He's been on the wrong side of a lot of close calls, and this one I think he's just upset that they weren't paying attention to the pitch clock. So he's getting his money's worth right now, but again, he knows the line and didn't cross it.
Yeah, Estevez has had arguments with both Melton and now Chad Patterson. I think some of those are kind of spilling over into one another. And a little bit of frustration from the Carolina side, but they lead 7-5. Jesus Chirinos is going to start this at bat 0-1. The first pitch hit on a line beyond the dive of Molina. It's short and out in the left field. So Jesus Chirinos wipes away any emotions regarding the pitch clock and comes up with a leadoff base hit. And he's on for the first time with a hit. Now 1-for-3, and it brings up Hedbert Perez. So Jason Schroeder trying to keep this game at 2, give the Woodpeckers one last chance to break through in the top of the ninth inning. Schroeder 0-4 with a 6.17 ERA, pitching in his 25th game out of the bullpen for Fayetteville. First one to Hedbert Perez is up and in. And it's 1-0. Schroeder with three saves, four opportunities. Again, not a save chance here, trailing 7-5. 23 and a third total innings. He's given up 21 runs, 16 of them earned. 46 walks, 20 strikeouts. Perez swings and misses, swings and fouls off a fastball, make it into the screen. And it's a one ball, one strike count. Hedberg has struck out looking, been hit by a pitch. Also grounded out to second. He's 0 for 2. He did score a run when he reached on the hit by pitch in the third. Here's the pitch. Got him swinging, and it's now 1-2. Up and in slide piece by Schroeder.
We don't see that too often from Schroeder. We've seen a lot of fastballs and the occasional changeup, but he took a lot of velocity off, 75 miles an hour.
Torino's a short lead off of first. Here it is. Down and outside in the dirt. Gordon, Price. Blocked it, snaps the throw up first. And Torino's dives back in there. It was close. Two balls and two strikes. Schroeder was on the mound last at home August 14th. That was the Sunday ball game with the Wood Ducks. And he struggled. Gave up three runs, two earned over just a third of an inning. Had to get replaced and walked four. That was the big issue for him. Pitches down and outside, and the count now 3-2. On deck, Alvarez Ferrer in the hole, Jader Arenamo. This is the 5-6-7 portion of the order for Schroeder to go up against. Here's his slide and payoff, and Perez fouls it away.
Mudcats will be happy to know that the Lynchburg Hillcats took down the Fredericksburg Nationals up in Virginia, 4-3 final, so a chance to pick up a game if Carolina can hold on, pull within 3.5 of the lead.
Schroeder set at the chest, another payoff, runner on the move, it's down and inside, ball four. Opted to go at the slider. And that's the thing with Schroeder is he'll get a lot of two-strike counts. Problem is getting that final strike. And if you're a team that can just put bat on ball, two strikes, battle, foul away, then the law of averages tell you that Schroeder's eventually going to miss the zone. And fouling off two-strike pitches against Schroeder in an effective way of trying to get on if you're Carolina. It was a competitive at-bat put together by Schroeder, but Perez and his patience wins out, and the first one there ran up inside of Ferrer, almost got him. And it's 1-0. Price going to go to the mound and calm down Schroeder a bit here.
Colin recognizing early that command might be quickly drifting away after a strong start as far as locating pitches. Threw a strike to Chirinos, who turned on it and drove into left field and got Perez down to two strikes. Just going out there reminding him, hey, need some strikes right now. Get a ball in play. See if your infield can roll a double play.
You mentioned Fredericksburg losing tonight, Colin. Final 3 weeks did get a little interesting in the North Division. Fredericksburg, of course, had the lead for most of the first half in the North until they lost it late. And now you have Carolina and Down East that both made up games yesterday on the Nationals. And Carolina trying to get within 3.5 of first place. And in that postseason drought, trying to, like we mentioned, that dates back to 2009. Big rip on a 2-0 from Ferrer. That was a lumberjack type of swing, almost a downward swing, chopping at wood there, and it's 2-1. Ferrer with a sack fly today. He's driven in a run, hits with two on, steps out of the way of an inside fastball at 92. Three balls and a strike.
Notice also Schroeder's velocity for where it was in April's been down a bit. We saw him peak around 97, but lately it's been 92, 93 we've seen him really level out at.
Three ball, one strike pitch. Ferrer cuts through a slider. Another full count for Schroeder to deal with. He had Perez full, now Ferrer full. Arenamo on deck. Nobody out in the bottom of the eighth. Schroeder at the shoulders, delivers. And it's down and outside. He lost another batter on a full count. Single, walk, walk, and the bases are loaded. Carolina has their seven runs tonight on just five base hits. Three-run home run and a solo home run, driving in four of the seven. And they've got it done with two RBI single and a sac fly. And a pitch clock violation on Schroeder before the at-bat starts. Schroeder was looking through the signs of Price, and the time expired, the 18 seconds allotted. So he has to start behind 1-0. First one to Arenamo, shorts the plate. Two balls, no strikes.
Yeah, not a worse time either with the bases loaded, nobody out, to have one of those creep up on you.
In the month of August, Schroeder now with 10 walks over two-plus innings, combined between three outings. And here's a slow roller along third, but it gets foul. Started fair and then just moved left to the chalk line to get it to 2-1. Arenamo 1-for-3, single back in the second inning. Came around to score a run. That was on the three-run home run from Haraba. He stands on deck, and it's a dangerous eight-hitter waiting in the wings. 2-1. A swing and a deep drive, right field. Cole going back on it, and it's over his head. Hits off his glove, gets to the base of the wall. It'll bring home just one run. Runners had to hold. Chirino scores. Perez gets a stop sign at third. Ferrer makes it to second, and although Cole dropped the ball, Carolina base runners thought he was going to make the catch. Cole got all sorts of twisted up out there. Tried to make a last-second correction on his path to the ball, reached up over his shoulder, nicked off of his glove. So everybody's safe. A run is in, 8-5 Carolina. Bases still loaded. Haraba, the batter scheduled, and John Kovalik going to the mound to talk with Jason.
Yeah, it's a tough one for Cole to lose. Kind of sliced on him last second, ended up behind him. He got his glove on it. But big-time break for the Woodpeckers. That could have been two, if not three, runs had the Mudcats recognized the situation, but a bit of a stack-up effect on the bases forced everyone to just take it 90 feet at a time. Bases still loaded, nobody out, but it could have been a lot worse, and we'll see if Schroeder and the Woodpeckers can respond and get a big time out, maybe a double play ball.
Bronlane Haraba, five RBIs so far tonight, 2-for-3, three-run home run, two-run single, and now he bats with the bases loaded.
That was called a single.
Yeah, they flashed the hit up there on the board. A fastball right down the middle for strike one. Arenamo, in that case, will get the RBI. Schroeder, it's the sign from Price. Target set in. Here's his pitch, and it gets through Price. Pops off his glove and will bring home another run. Perez scores. And both runners advance, the other runners as well. It's now 9-5.
That might have been a pass ball.
It might have been, yeah, because Price had the target set inside Colin, and he almost looked caught off guard by it, even though Schroeder's fastball was pretty close to where he wanted it on the inside. And yeah, I think that's probably a pass ball more than a wild pitch. Ferrer to third, Arenamo to second. Now an open base on first, and a 1-1 count on Haraba forces the Fayetteville infield to play in. Still nobody out, two runs home, and a swing and a miss on a fastball. It's 1-2. It was a four-run eighth inning last night for Carolina that distanced them by five runs, got them in front 10-5, and they're trying to do a similar thing tonight. Pitch down in the dirt to the outside, blocked by Price. And it's now a two-strike count on Haraba. So the Woodpeckers, each of the last three games, first three games of this series, they've had seven hits every night. They have seven hits again tonight. And last night they lost 10-5. Score eerily similar again. 2-2 pitch. A check swing, and Haraba was going to let that one go by, but a fastball grazed the handle of his bat the way through the zone. Turns into a foul ball. And instead of 3-2, 2-2 still. Infield still playing in on the fringe of the grass. Outfield straight up. No doubles alignment. 2-2. Check swing, and it just missed outside. It was close. They do appeal. Elliot Melton says he held up. Pitch was maybe just a little high. 3-2 full count. Schroeder in his third full count of the inning. He had Perez and Ferrer in full counts, but lost him on walks. The payoff. Swinging a pop fly. Right side out of play. And right now, Carolina's just fighting away two-strike pitches, Colin. They're refusing to go down. Whether it's a fastball or a slider.
To their credit.
Extending at bats.
To their credit, they've done it against everybody tonight. Barry, Gordon, we saw
yeah.
it. Now against Schroeder.
3-2 pitch. And it's nubbed out. Left side of the plate. Fair territory. Price slides. Fields. And the throw to first gets over Alvarez's glove. It's into the bullpen. Ferrer has scored. Arenamo goes to third. The wagon wheels fall off again. 10-5, Carolina.
Yeah. Talk about Murphy's Law right now for the Woodpeckers. Everything that can go wrong has gone wrong in this eighth inning. The missed fly ball, the pass ball, the walks that led to the bases loaded situation. And, man, just getting tough to watch right now as a Woodpeckers fan. Execution down the stretch, not where it needs to be, and can't even get an out right now in this eighth inning. It's just it's tough, especially on the offense. We've been able to put up these runs in this series, and to have it slip away defensively and on the mound, frustrating to say the least.
And Schroeder got what he was looking for there. He managed to win that 3-2 count. Colin Price's throw was high, but Alvarez extended above his head, and it tipped right off the top of his glove. He's made a couple of good picks tonight over at first base, but I think that one may be on him more than Price. And now a pop fly, knuckling to foul territory behind third. Whitaker back on it. He makes the catch. A merciful first out in this bottom of the eighth inning. As Alex Hall pops out, drops to 0-for-3. The error going to go to Colin Price, though. It'll be an E2 throwing error that allows Harabi to reach and Ferrer to come home from third. Right now, that's an unearned run on Schroeder. And now Henry Mendez, top of the order, takes the pitch low, 0-1.
That's a tough error call there on Price. Like you said, it was a little bit high, but I think that's one that even Alvarez will say you should have had.
The 0-1 is a little inside on Mendez. One ball and one strike. Mendez trying to get in the hit column, and an 0-for-3, hit by a pitch facing Shea Berry in the bottom of the first. Has struck out a couple of times since when he was facing Colton Gordon. Pitch shorts the plate, blocked by Price. And Mendez in front, 2-1. Houston Astros playing the Atlanta Braves tonight in Atlanta. Austin Riley hit an early three-run home run in that game. Astros got a couple of runs back to get within 3-2. That's still where they sit in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now a grounder hit over to first. Alvarez fields, goes to first, goes to second, and the tag applied, a double play, 3-6. Molina had to drop the tag after Alvarez killed off the fourth, stepping on first, and Schroeder gets out of the eighth inning with some help from his defense. But three runs cross, and the Woodpeckers trail by five going to the top of the ninth. It's 10-5. Final frame tonight in Zebulon, top of the ninth inning, and the Woodpeckers trail the Mudcats 10-5. Jose Alvarez leads it off against right-hander Brandon Jordan. And the first pitch misses high, 1-0. Alvarez, Molina, and then Jackson Lofton, 6-7-8. Taking their final at-bats. Jordan misses inside, 2-0. It was a two-run game going to the bottom of the eighth inning, but Carolina scratches home three runs on an RBI single, a pass ball, and a fielding error. It's going to be three runs against Jason Schroeder, but just one of those will be earned. Chirinos, who scored on the RBI single, the pass ball, and then the error lead to unearned runs on Schroeder, so not huge damage to his ERA tonight. 2-1, swing and a miss on a high fastball. And unfortunately for the Woodpeckers, barring a huge comeback here in this ninth inning, they do have one five-run inning this week in Carolina. They will drop a franchise record eighth in a row. Here's the 2-2. A check swing on a breaking ball. They appeal at the first baseline. Close, but Elliot Melton says that Alvarez held up. Jose tonight 0-for-3 after a multi-hit day yesterday. Struck out looking, a fly out, and a ground out. 3-2 payoff, and it's inside, ball four. So Alvarez will at least reach base tonight. Leadoff walk. And a man on for Leo Stanny Molina.
It hasn't been an impressive outing so far for Brandon Jordan. All three of the outs he got in the eighth inning were off of some pretty loud contact, and here is walking Alvarez to begin the inning, so he hasn't had his best stuff out there.
Broken bat, line drive, and a fair ball inside of the third base line. Alvarez going to third base. Here comes the throw from Castillo, not in time, and Molina gets to second. A shattered bat. The barrel is standing all the way over by the bullpen guys on the left field side. And Molina comes up with a double to put two on, both in scoring position. Baseball bat dies a hero. And Woodpeckers with a little bit of fight in them still in this ninth inning.
Not very often you have a broken bat pull shot just inside of the line. I mean, he was way out in front of it, Molina was, but still able to just keep it in fair territory. Ends up with a double.
That's the 15th double of the season for Leo Stanny, and now multi-hit game for him, 2-for-4 after the day off yesterday. He's one of now three Fayetteville bats with multiple hits. You have Whitaker with a two-hit day, and also Jacob Melton with the home run and the single. Jackson Lofton ahead 1-0. Pitch from Jordan gets him to swing and miss. Inside changeup. One ball and one strike. If Lofton could find a way to get on base, then discussion would change a little bit here. You'd have the tying run standing on deck and have the Woodpeckers at least feeling like they're within reach. A fastball up and outside, 2-1. Lofton is 0-for-3 with a strikeout. He's reached on an error and also popped out to foul territory to the catcher Hall. Now a 2-1. And he fouls it to the top of the netting. Two balls and two strikes. Down East beating Myrtle Beach again tonight big. 10-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Mentioned Lynchburg edging out Fredericksburg 4-3. Sammy Infante did hit his 17th home run in that game. He and DJ Gladney are right atop the league home run race. Two balls, two strikes. Here it is. Jackson Lofton swings over a changeup. And he strikes out for the first one of the ninth. And it'll bring up Garrett McGowan. Delmarva beats Salem tonight 6-3. Columbia beating Kannapolis big 9-3. Augusta is leading Charleston 4-2. If Charleston loses tonight, Columbia holds on to win. The Charleston River Dogs will have some real company at the top of the division. Columbia, who fell off a little bit, has ripped off seven in a row. They're trying to win their eighth in a row tonight. Looks like they're going to, up 9-3 on Kannapolis. And they'll be just a game and a half back of Charleston if the River Dogs can't come back and beat Augusta. Right now, they're down to their final out, in fact, top of the ninth. River Dogs on the brink of that loss. Line drive pushed foul left side. And McGowan down 0-2. McGowan has reached on a walk, but he's 0-for-2 with a ground out to second and also a roll out to third that turned into a double play. Yeah. Charleston lost tonight at least means the Woodpeckers wouldn't lose any ground in the division. Would still be 12 back going into Saturday. Line drive up the middle. That's into center field. Alvarez scores from third. Molina getting waved around. He'll cross without a throw. Garrett McGowan comes up with the second two RBI hit of his career, and he gets the Woodpeckers back within three. It's 10-7. Garrett McGowan has been looking for a base hit for a long time, and he comes up with one in a critical time. Ninth inning, two-run single.
Well, even though it's been a rough start to his single-A career, he's made him count when he's had those hits. Comes through with just a smooth swing right up the middle. All of a sudden, that deficit looking a little bit more manageable for Fayetteville with one away.
They have gotten the tying run into the on-deck circle. Go-ahead run in the hole. Lefty Zach Cole, who singled into right back in the eighth inning against Brandon Jordan, now faces the Carolina right-hander for a second time. Pitch up and away. Second time seeing Jordan this week in advantage Fayetteville. First time facing the nine hitters, he gave up four hits, make it three runs. 1-1, Cole takes a center cut fastball for strike two. On deck, Jacob Melton, who's driven in three. He would represent the tying run if Cole can get on. Here it is, and he stays away from a changeup outside. Good idea from Jordan. Better take by Cole. Corpus Christi tonight trailing 2-0 to Frisco at home. They're in the bottom of the sixth, the Whataburger Field. Cole swings, hits a soft line drive, slicing left side and down into the bullpen. So two balls and two strikes. Corpus Christi had former Woodpecker Misael Tamarez on the mound tonight. Five innings, two hits, two runs, a walk, and six strikeouts. 2-2 pitch. Cole swings, grounds it right side. Diving stop by Arenamo to a knee, and he throws wide of first. That ball gets all the way to the backstop. McGowan goes to third, and Cole makes it to second. Two in scoring position now. Arenamo, a great sliding grab to his glove hand side. He tried to pop to a knee as he spun, but his throw off to the right side of Chirinos out of his reach. And that will bring the tying run to the plate.
Yeah, I mean, that went from a great play over at second base to a disaster after a heck of a stop to pick that up by Arenamo, and then just simply rushed it. He had a little bit more time to make that throw despite Cole's speed and fired it right over his first baseman's head.
So Jacob Melton, three RBI game, a chance to add on to a career night. Two-run home run, his second of the season back in the third. He's ahead in the count, 1-0, a changeup missed low. McGowan at third, Cole at second. If you're Brandon Jordan, Melton at the plate is the man you care about most. 1-0, and Melton swings and pops it foul. Tested him with a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. The last thing Victor Esteves wanted was to have to get his bullpen started in a five-run game starting the top of the ninth, but now at the tying run at the plate, 10-7 the score. Right-hander begins to loosen with Jordan in trouble. He gets the sign from Hall, sets and pitches. Melton swings, line drive, left field. That'll bring home both runs. It gets all the way to the base of the wall. McGowan scores. Cole trails him to the plate. Two-run double from Jacob Melton. A five RBI night to put the Woodpeckers within one. It's 10-9 in the top of the ninth inning. The home run, the single, and now the double for Melton. A 3-for-5 game.
Jacob Melton's been here for less than 2 weeks, and he's already accomplished something that only one other Woodpecker's done all season long. That's drive in five runs, and that would be Logan Cerny, who's done it before. But, man, big-time hitting right now for Fayetteville. Great resolve as well, putting up four runs in the blink of an eye. Still a couple outs to work with, the tying run at second base. And, yeah, Jordan just hasn't had his stuff out there. We've seen him all year long, Chappie, and at his best, he's one of the more effective relief arms in the entire Carolina League, but this is his worst right now. It's a big time low, and right now he's got an opportunity to try to finish it off still, but quickly Carolina's got the bullpen in action, and before they can even get him out of the game, this game could be tied, or perhaps Fanfield could, out of nowhere, taking the lead after trailing by 5 runs.
Well, Brandon Jordan had not given up an earned run since June 28th. He had gone 7 straight games without giving up, forget an earned run, a run in general. First runs he's allowed since late June. The 4 runs in this inning, the most earned runs he's given up all season long. I make it 3 earned runs, rather, 4 in total. And now Zach DiZenzo representing the go-ahead run at the plate. First pitch, he checks his swing, and he went too far on a slider. Drew Thomas, the Carolina pitching coach, went out there to the mound to buy some time for that right-hander continuing to warm up. Brandon Jordan in trouble. Miguel Segura, I believe, number 18, out there throwing. DiZenzo ready for the 0-1. He takes a slider a little outside, but no, called strike, 0-2.
And there are no easy outs with the heart of the lineup coming up right here. DiZenzo, of course, what he's done all over the course of the week. Not an easy situation for Jordan.
DiZenzo going to have to attack if it's close. He checks his swing on a pitch in the dirt, and he went too far. Brandon Jordan able to get him on 3 pitches. And that was daring by Jordan. It was all sliders, all stuff low that could have gotten by the catcher and gotten the tying run to third base. So it comes down to Colin Price. Price 0-for-4 without a hit this week in Zebulon. Hitless across his last 14 at-bats. Ready, and the first pitch is inside. And the game finds a way to find you. Colin Price with a chance to break up the little bit of a cold stretch and extend this top of the ninth inning. 10-9 ball game, Carolina leads. Here's the pitch, and a check swing. That ball gets away from Hall off to his left side, all the way towards the on-deck circle, and Jacob Melton advances down to third. Tie and run 90 feet away.
That puts a lot of pressure on the battery all of a sudden.
Yep.
Can't afford any mistakes, a wild pitch, a pass ball, and we're even at 10, so a huge 90 feet taken by Melton.
Yeah, that was another slider. We saw Jordan's willingness to throw sliders to DiZenzo to strike him out with pitches in the dirt, but might the thinking change a little bit. Here's the pitch, and Price cuts through a fastball. They did go the heat. And now the Woodpeckers on the doorstep of a 5-run comeback are facing their final strike. Time called to the plate by Colin Price. Big Friday night crowd hanging around here in Zebulon for some post-game fireworks, getting into it. Here's the 1-2. Price swings and misses at a slider, and the game is over. The Woodpeckers score 4 in the top of the ninth inning. They fall a run short. They leave that run down at third base, and the franchise record losing streak has gone to 8 games. Admirable to see the fight in the Woodpeckers tonight in the ninth inning, but they come up a little short in the end. We'll talk about it all next on the postgame show right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
Up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home
since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back inside Five County Stadium for the final time tonight. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show. Good chunk of this Friday night crowd sticking around for a postgame fireworks show. Woodpeckers almost stuck around until the bitter end for a huge comeback, but they score four in the ninth. They needed five to tie, six to go in front. Jacob Melton was that fifth game tying run down at third base after his RBI single drove in two runs, but he ultimately is unable to score, and the Woodpeckers fall tonight in a 10-9 final. Pleasure to call the action for you tonight. Woodpeckers with the loss dropped their eighth in a row. That is now a new franchise record. Seven straight, tied the record set last year, but now eight in a row. Unfortunately, Woodpeckers in 2022 finding themselves on the wrong side of that historical mark. The loss tonight ends up going to Shea Berry. He falls to 0-6, while the win goes to the starter, Valencio. Valencio tonight, Alexander Valencio, went five innings, gave up four earned runs, but his team, the Mudcats, spotted him the lead. Six runs, they took a 6-4 lead in the bottom of the third inning and held on throughout. They scored a run in the seventh, three more in the eighth to go in front 10-5, and you thought the game was out of reach at that point, but Fayetteville found a way to make things interesting, but again, fall just a run short. Offensive MVP in this one, though, Colin, is Jacob Melton, 3-for-5 with five RBIs. We haven't seen too many Woodpeckers drive in five in a game this year. That's one of those rarities. And Jacob Melton, you knew the second rounder was going to start to figure it out pretty quick. He homered in his debut. He homered tonight. He came up with a huge swing there in the ninth inning. And whatever that 0-for-17 was at the Florida Complex for him, that's not the type of ball player he is. No doubt he's a talented hitter and one of the bright spots of the Woodpeckers right now despite the losing streak.
Yeah, I mean, he finished a triple shy of the cycle. Had the two-run home run in the third inning, the big two-run double late. Great to see him hitting the ball to all fields and showing off the power as well. A really exciting player. Obviously, when the Woodpeckers lost Drew Gilbert, someone had to step up and bring some of that offense to the table, especially of this new group. Zach DeCenzo's done it. Jacob Melton also doing it. DeCenzo picking up an RBI single, too, in the first inning of tonight's game. Another quick start offensively. The pitching just had a little bit of issues early on, and it led to Carolina. They're just such an opportunistic team. All they need is an inch, and they'll take a mile out there at the plate. So they got to Shea Berry. Colton Gordon, though, stabilizing things very well in the middle innings, retiring the first 11 batters he faced, just the solo home run surrendered. And, yeah, you know, it, again, you hate to take away moral victories when you're on this historic losing streak, but there's still a lot of development to be had for these players, and we've seen it here. Garrett McGowan, too, breaking through with a two-run single, really sparked that comeback. So all you can ask for out of a young bunch like this team is to just take it one game at a time and try to salvage what you can out of the final two games this weekend. It's been a frustrating stretch. We can't deny that for Fayetteville Woodpeckers and for the fans, but at the very least, you've got a little over 3 weeks left in the season. You can still make something happen down the stretch and really end the year on a high note, not just as a team, but also personally for a bunch of these players that are trying to really make something of this 2022 season.
Yeah, and there were a lot of them tonight. Like you said, Colin, they walk away from some good individual performances. Tyler Whitaker, 2-for-4 with another double tonight, his team high 19th of the year. Leo Stanley Molina, after the day off, comes up with a couple of hits. Garrett McGowan needing that single. He breaks through with the two RBIs. And Colton Gordon, his dominance on the mound, 10 in a row retired before he gave up a solo home run tonight. The save as well ends up going to Brandon Jordan in this one, his fifth of the season. And a final time of game, 2 hours and 40 minutes in front of a five-county stadium crowd of 4,087. Woodpeckers, 9 runs, 10 hits, and 2 errors. Carolina, 10 runs and 6 hits. The Woodpeckers out-hit them tonight. They commit 3 fielding errors but find a way to win the ballgame. 59-53, the new record for Carolina, 25-21 in the second half. They'll now be just 3.5 out of first place in the Carolina League North Division come tomorrow with a Fredericksburg loss. The Woodpeckers fall to 47-64, now 16-30 in the second half of play. They won't lose any ground, though, in the division after Charleston loses tonight on the road against the Augusta Green Jackets. That allows us to turn the page to tomorrow, Game 5 of this series. We'll start at 5 o'clock p.m., an early start tomorrow. Early starts here in Zebulon during the month of August and beyond. Right-hander Dalen Miley is on the mound, 3-6 with a 5.35 ERA, and he'll be opposed by right-hander Alexander Corneal, 8-7 with a 3.26 ERA out here at Five County Stadium. First pitch, again, 5 o'clock, and the pregame show at 4:50. I'll be back in Fayetteville for that one. Flip-flop and rolls with Colin monitoring the broadcast, but hope you brought your hot tea, Colin. You got nine innings for Saturday and Sunday tomorrow as Colin will take you the rest of the way through this series, and I'll rejoin you in Fayetteville on Tuesday for the start of the new homestand against the Charleston River Dogs, a pivotal series there for the Woodpeckers, really a make or break to the rest of the season there, a chance to take on the top team in the division come next week at home. A big thanks again to Colin joining me tonight in the booth. He'll have you for the next couple of nights. And a big thanks to our Woodpeckers fans tuning us in tonight on the broadcast. Whether you were with us for a pitch, the full inning, or the full game, we thank you for making Woodpeckers baseball a part of your Friday night plans. And we hope you join us right back here tomorrow, Saturday Night Baseball at 5 o'clock on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. Our final line scores for one final time, 9 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for the Woodpeckers as they drop their eighth in a row. Carolina, 10 runs, 6 hits, and 3 errors in the win, and they have now won this series, taking the first 4 of 6. That'll do it tonight from Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. Have a wonderful rest of your night, everybody. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey signing off for the night. Have a great rest of your evening. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.